Any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line.
Peckers, the single A affiliate of the Houston Astros and the Carolina Mudcats, the single A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. Hello, everybody. Welcome inside the broadcast booth at Five County Stadium in Zebulon. I'm Andrew Chapman, and it is great to be with you tonight on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network and also the Carolina Mudcats Broadcast Network, filling in tonight for Greg Young, who is away for the evening. This series is a rematch of a few weeks ago when Carolina came out to Fayetteville and a split with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, three games apiece. The Carolina Mudcats were just a mere game away from a North Division championship. Meanwhile, Fayetteville is hoping that the second half can bring them better fortunes. They're coming off of losses in their last two games over the weekend against their last opponent last week out at Segra Stadium, closing up the first half of the season. And now the Carolina Mudcats as well, hoping for a better start here at home to the second half after losing all six games last week on the road to the Down East Wood Ducks. So Fayetteville and the Carolina Mudcats squaring off for their second time this year, all a part of an 18-game season series between the two.
Around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments.
Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Welcome back inside Five County Stadium. We are getting ready for the start of this six-game series between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Carolina Mudcats. I'm Andrew Chapman, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network and the Mudcats Broadcast Network, in for Greg Young tonight. Thanks so much for taking some time out of your Tuesday evening to join us. It's right-hander Forrest Whitley against a right-hander in the Mudcats, Carlos Rodriguez. Whitley coming off his rehab outing last Tuesday, his first with Fayetteville, where he fired two scoreless innings in his return to full-season baseball for the first time since 2019. Meanwhile, Carlos Rodriguez, he's off to a good start in 2022. He's been with the Mudcats all year long and has been right in the thick of their starting rotation this year. He has a 2-3 record and a 3.57 ERA. Tonight will be his 14th game for the Mudcats, over 45 and a third total innings. He's given up 18 earned runs, 14 walks, and 53 strikeouts. So let's go ahead and look at those starting lineups that the two starting pitchers will square off against today, beginning with the visiting Fayetteville Woodpeckers. The Woodpeckers overall find themselves at 31-34 in the first half of play, but 1-2 in the second half after losses on Saturday and Sunday night against their last opponent, the Augusta Green Jackets, the Braves affiliate. Leading it off today for the Woodpeckers will be the right fielder, Cody Orr. Leo's Danny Molina, the shortstop, hits second, and Joey Loperfido is third out at second base. Justin Williams, the first baseman, is the cleanup man. Logan Cernian, center field, hits fifth, and Miguel Palma, the catcher, is sixth, followed by Tyler Whitaker, the third baseman, Yuris Ramirez, the DH, and rounding it out for the Woodpeckers will be the left fielder, Jackson Hallmark. And on the other side of things, the Carolina Mudcats. They come in with an overall record of 34-35. They were a 500 team or better for the entire first half, for the bigger portion of it, but are coming off of six straight losses on the road against the Down East Wood Ducks. Most recently on Sunday, the Mudcats played it close against Down East, hitting three total home runs out of their four hits, but still falling to the Wood Ducks by a 7-5 final, bringing them to 34-35 and 0-3 overall in the second half of play. So leading it off, though, against the Mudcat, or for the Mudcats, will be Hendry Mendez, the right fielder. Jackson Chorio, the center fielder, is second, and Jefferson Kiro is third in catching. Hedbert Perez is the left fielder. He'll hit cleanup. Eduardo Garcia is the five hitter, and he plays at short. Zach Robbie is batting sixth and playing at second. Jeremy Vargas is the third baseman, hitting seventh, followed by Jesus Chirinos, the first baseman, and Gene Carmona, the designated hitter, rounds it out for the Carolina Mudcats. Both sides are getting ready to take the field as we prepare for the playing of the national anthem. A quick look overall at the Carolina standings entering today. The overall standings have the Lynchburg Hillcats at the top of the North at 37-32 overall, followed by Down East and Salem. Bottom three are Fredericksburg, Carolina, and Delmarva. And for the South Division, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, the first half champs of the South at 48-21. Charleston at 47-22. Augusta 38-31, followed by the Fayetteville Woodpeckers sitting in fourth place in the South at 32-36. Kannapolis and Columbia rounded out. Again, these two sides met up a few weeks back out at Segra Stadium, split in a six-game series. We'll see who can get the upper hand tonight in the opener. It's the 4th of July week. Tons of fireworks shows in store this week in Zebulon. A Friday show, a Saturday show, a Sunday show. It's one of the best times of year to be playing baseball, and we're excited to be bringing you tonight's action in just moments, live on MILB.TV and FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. We'll step aside for the singing of the national anthem, and first pitch is next. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Tonight's national anthem performed by the legendary Karen Paul.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
From the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball. Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
A pleasure to be with you once again, live on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and MILB.TV. Boy, that kid down there is ready to play some ball, as are we. It is the opener of this six-game series, the Woodpeckers and the Mudcats, the second matchup between these two sides, the first in Zebulon in 2022. The right-handed starter, Carlos Rodriguez, is out on the mound. He is again 2-3 with a 3.57 ERA coming into tonight. This is his 14th game of the year and eighth start for the Mudcats. A couple of relief outings as well mixed in. He does have a save and an opportunity when he's been a back of the bullpen guy. 45 and a third total innings. He's given up 18 earned runs, 4 home runs in total, 14 walks to 53 strikeouts. So he is an accurate pitcher, a strike thrower, and the top three in the Fayetteville order will try and deal with him in the early going. Top three hitters for Joe Thon's group today: Cody Orr, Leo Stenny, Molina, and Joey Loperfido. And again, these two teams right now are trying to rebound after a sluggish start to the second half. The Woodpeckers won their first second half game on Friday against the Augusta Green Jackets thanks to a Miguel Palma go-ahead home run in the eighth inning. They went on to win 6-5, but then lost the next two to Augusta over the weekend. Meanwhile, the Carolina Mudcats, who were right on the cusp of a first half championship in the North Division before falling behind in the standings on the final day of the first half, they struggled over the weekend on the road against the Down East Wood Ducks, going 0-3 and ultimately getting swept in that six-game series. So both these sides hoping for a win to start out the series, and we are ready to play some baseball. Stadium lights are on, but the sun is still lighting up the diamond in the field of play. It's a very comfortable night in Zebulon as Carlos Rodriguez winds and throws his first pitch of the night. It's a belt-high fastball to Cody Orr for strike one. We are underway at 7:04 in Zebulon. And here comes the pitch to Orr. It's a breaking ball on that outside corner. Quickly an 0-2 count. Game time temperature, sunny and 82 degrees. A little bit humid today after some storms came through the Fayetteville and Zebulon area yesterday. Pitch misses outside to Cody Orr, and it's a ball and two strikes. Rodriguez working quick. Orr loops this one foul over the netting and atop our press box, keeping it a one ball and two strike count. Cody Orr, he comes into today's game batting 214 over 52 games. He has 3 doubles, a triple, and a home run to go along with 11 driven in, and gets rung up looking. Low changeup and a strikeout to start the night for Carlos Rodriguez. And here is the Cuban ball player and Fayetteville shortstop Leo Stanny Molina. Infield plays straight up against Molina, and the first pitch his way is on the high outside corner and missed. A fastball from Rodriguez, 1-0. For our radio audience today, the Woodpeckers are in those alternate red uniforms. They oftentimes save those for Sunday, but they're wearing them to start the series tonight. High fastball to Molina, and it's 2-0. The red uniform with the Woodpecker logo on the left chest, black numbers on the back outlined in white. Here's the pitch, the 2-0, and Molina cuts through a change. It's 2-1. The black belts, the gray pants with that black pinstripe going down the side of the leg, and the high black socks for Molina. And he has the white high-top Adidas cleats on, along with the black batting helmets for Fayetteville. And then you have the Mudcats there in the home whites. The pitch missed outside. It's 3-1. The two-tone ball cap, the red cap with the black bill. Mudcat logo on the front of that cap as Molina swings through a breaker and gets it to a full count, 3-2. The white uniforms, Mudcats across the chest in that team lettering. Small numbers on the front, big red numbers on the back with the black belts and the white pants. High pitch, but Molina cuts underneath. That was probably ball four. Instead, Carlos Rodriguez has started his night with back-to-back strikeouts. Orr looking, Molina swinging.
The second baseman, Joey Loperfido.
And now it brings up Joey Loperfido. Carlos Rodriguez is just 20 years old, pitching at the single-A level, a sixth-round draft pick by the Milwaukee Brewers in 2021. Loperfido, the lefty, swings at the first pitch, pops it into foul territory, third base side, slicing out towards the bullpen and over the fence and out of play.
Foul ball brought to you by Automatic Wilson.
Rodriguez was drafted out of Florida Southwestern State Junior College and went to high school out at Miami Christian in Miami. And off to a good start. We gave you some of those numbers pitching at the full season ranks for the first time in his career for an extended time. Here's the pitch to Loperfido, and it is a changeup a little bit low and in. One ball and one strike. We'll work you around the diamond for the Mudcats here as well after the next pitch. The 1-1 is high. No, called a strike. 1-2. Out in left field today, it is Hedbert Perez, center fielder Jackson Chorio, and out in right, Hendry Mendez. 1-2 to Loperfido. Shoulder level, that'll leaven it at 2-2. And on the infield, you have Jeremy Vargas playing third. The shortstop is Eduardo Garcia, and Zach Robbie is at second. Jesus Chirinos, the first baseman, and doing the catching, Jefferson Quiro. He frames up that strike three call. And Loperfido sent back to the dugout. Carlos Rodriguez, what a start. Couple of looking strikeouts, and he K's the side in order. We'll step aside for a break, and we're back in a moment for the bottom of the first.
And they've got T-shirts from Spring Hill Outfitters.
July, where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Welcome back inside Five County Stadium. The Woodpeckers went down in order, all striking out against Carlos Rodriguez. A great start for the 20-year-old today. And now enter Forrest Whitley, making his second rehab appearance with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. He threw two scoreless innings a week ago on Tuesday against the Augusta Green Jackets. I make it Wednesday, 6 days ago, last Wednesday, in game two of that series against the Augusta Green Jackets. And now he is back on the bump. His third overall rehab appearance, working his way back from Tommy John surgery. Started at the Florida Complex back on June 16th. And now here he is with the Woodpeckers in his second outing. He starts out against Hendry Mendez, the Carolina right fielder. Whitley likes to work exclusively out of the stretch, picks up that leg, comes home, and misses a little bit low. With a first pitch fastball, one ball and no strikes. Whitley, the former first round draft pick by the Houston Astros back in 2016 out of high school in San Antonio, leans out of the way of an inside fastball, and it's two balls and no strikes on Mendez. Jackson Chorio will follow, and then Jefferson Quiro. Whitley works from that first base side of the rubber, picks up the left leg, throws, and missed a little bit downstairs with a change. Three balls and no strikes. He was very efficient in terms of throwing strikes for the Woodpeckers his last time out. Over those two scoreless innings, he threw 29 pitches. 22 of them were in the strike zone. And the 3-0 is swung on and fouled back into the screen. Hendry Mendez had the green light, despite being way out in front of the count. Mendez comes into today's game batting .222, and he's playing in his 60th game of the year for the Mudcats. He has five doubles, a triple, two home runs, and 22 driven in. Here's Whitley's 3-1 pitch, and it is fouled straight back once more. Whitley goes from 3-0 down to filling the count back up 3-2. And as mentioned, the rehab stretch for him started on June 16th out at the Astros Florida Complex in West Palm Beach, where he, like last Wednesday, pitched two innings but gave up three earned runs in that outing. Mendez sticks the bat out, sends a liner along the left field line, chasing it over towards the stripe as Hallmark, and he's able to leg it down for the first out of the first inning. So Jackson Jorio steps in. Around the diamond today for the Woodpeckers, behind Forrest Whitley, you have Hallmark out in left. Logan Cerny is the center fielder, and Cody Orr covers right. Tyler Whitaker is at third. Across the diamond at first is Justin Williams. In the middle infield is shortstop Leo Stanley Molina and second baseman Joey Loperfido. Miguel Palma is doing the catching today for Whitley. And a fastball crosses the plate just a little outside. 1-0 on Jackson Chorio, the Carolina center fielder and right-handed hitter. Whitley throws and misses below the zone. The home plate umpire today is Nobu Yasuta, and it's the first time he has helped oversee a Woodpeckers game this year, along with his other half of the umpiring crew, Corey Gerber. Whitley delivers. The 2-0 is hit deep, out into left field. Hallmark backpedaling, pressed up against that high wall in left, and he makes the catch, just enough room. It's tough to get baseballs out of here at certain parts of the ballpark. And Jackson Chorio didn't have enough height underneath that one. So two up, two down. Jackson Hallmark staying busy in the early going. And now here's Jefferson Kiro. The measurements around Five County Stadium are 330 in left field with a high wall in left. 365 to left center, 400 to dead center as Whitley comes home and clips the low outside corner with a fastball. I'm trying to scan that video board for you right now as well and see if there might be a miles per hour indicator behind that Whitley fastball. But measurements when he was in Fayetteville last week had him around 93 or so. Here's a hard hit, one hopping liner out to short. Molina goes down to a knee, fields on the fringe of the grass and throws firm across the diamond in time to get Kiro and end a 1-2-3 inning for Forrest Whitley. So everything put in play against Whitley, but the defense goes to work behind him, and we're scoreless after one tonight in Zebulon. The second inning is next.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Comfortable night for some baseball as we get closer and closer to the big 4th of July weekend here in Zebulon. It's game one of the Woodpeckers and the Mudcats, scoreless after one tonight. And the story in the early going is Carlos Rodriguez, who struck out three straight Woodpeckers. Forrest Whitley went 1-2-3 in the first as well, just did a little bit different. He got a couple of flyouts, hit out to left field for Jackson Hallmark, and a line out towards short to end the inning. Here's a hard hit liner over the head of Perez in left, and it flies off of the base of the wall, hits so hard off the ricochet, Justin Williams doesn't even have time to go to second base. So he'll hold with a single, an absolute laser that got to the left field wall in just a matter of a second or two. And Williams leads off the inning with a base hit. And now it brings up Logan Cerny, the Woodpeckers' home run leader, with 11 on the season. He squares to bunt, doesn't often do that, pulls back, but the pitch finds the zone anyways. And it is 0-1. A 247 hitter, Cerny, with those 11 home runs, also 41 driven in, on base at 335, and an 807 OPS. The pitch is high, shoulder level to Cerny. One ball and one strike. Cerny had one of the biggest swings last week for Fayetteville. And a come-from-behind ninth inning on Saturday night against the Green Jackets, a six-run ninth, and he hit a game-tying three-run home run when the Woodpeckers were down to their final out. Now, Augusta went on to score five runs in the 10th and won that ball game, but Cerny's swing was one of the more miraculous home runs this year for the Woodpeckers offense. And he stays off a high changeup from Rodriguez. And it is 2-1. Miguel Palma will hit next. He's on deck, the Woodpeckers catcher. Middle infield of Garcia and Robbie at double play depth. Third baseman Vargas straight up. And out of the stretch, Rodriguez throws his 2-1 and clips the outer corner. It's a called strike. 2-2. Carlos Rodriguez, he works from that first base side of the rubber, and time is called at the plate, I believe, by Logan Cerny. Rodriguez will pitch at a much quicker pace when the Woodpeckers are at bat compared to Forrest Whitley, since Whitley's a 40-man guy. We don't play with those new minor league pitch clock rules when he's on the mound, but we do when Rodriguez is up there. A broken bat, sidewinding soft liner that gets beyond Robbie and into shallow right field. Boy, that ball did all sorts of dancing on the right side of the infield. Came off the end of Cerny's bat, snapped the twig right at the handle, and a line drive that looked more like a curveball out towards Robbie got out of his reach and comes up with a single for Cerny. Williams goes to second base on the hit. And here's Miguel Palma. Just like Logan Cerny, Miguel Palma had a huge home run in last week's series against the Green Jackets. The first one to him is a slider just below the zone, but it was middle of the plate. 1-0. It was on Friday night with a game tied 5-5, and Palma hit a solo home run in the bottom of the eighth inning to give the Woodpeckers the eventual 6-5 win. His fifth home run of the year, leans out of the way of an inside fastball. And Rodriguez, who was dominating counts in the first, falls behind to Palma. Has fallen behind a couple of Fayetteville hitters. Williams at second, Cerny at first. Nobody out, no score in the top of the second. Rodriguez at the belt, kicks and delivers, and misses down and away. Three balls and no strikes. See if Palma has the green light here. Carlos Gonzalez coming off an exceptional outing. Back on June 22nd, where he gave up just one hit and one run. It was a home run to the Down East Wood Ducks. And Palma has that one missed the zone as well, and he's going to head to first. A walk that loads the bases, sends Williams to third, Cerny to second base. And Palma is on to bring up Tyler Whitaker. Whitaker, the seven hitter, playing third base today for the Woodpeckers. Rodriguez throws the first pitch home, and it is a bouncer left of the third base bag. That's a foul ball. And an 0-1 count on Tyler Whitaker. Whitaker steps in batting 173. and playing in his 65th game. He's been a part of more games this year than any other player on the roster. 4 home runs, 29 driven in. A good chance here to try and bring home his 30th of the season. And the 0-1 offering is chopped out towards third. Fielded on the backhand by Vargas. He steps on third, goes to second for one, and an attempt at a triple play is just a little bit late. Whitaker able to leg it out up the first baseline and bring home the run, but it's a double play, so no RBI for Whitaker. Williams scores, but Cerny is forced out at third. Palma out at second, and it'll be a fielder's choice for Whitaker. Boy, that was maybe a half second away from being a perfect around-the-horn triple play. The throw is just a little bit late getting to first, and it also did pull Chirinos off the bag. Zach Robbie was in charge of really trying to hustle that thing to turn three. But Whitaker, a good amount of speed behind him. He's a tough guy to try and get on the back end of that. Now it's Yuri Ramirez. Pickoff throw over to first. Very close. Tag on the top of the helmet. But Whitaker barely got a hand in. Corey Gerber, the base umpire, with an aggressive safe call there, but it was nearly an inning-ending pickoff. 1-0 Woodpeckers after the Whitaker fielder's choice. Ramirez reaches out in front of the changeup, and he's quickly down. No balls and two strikes. It's the first matchup between these two sides since May 15th. It was the Sunday series conclusion the last time these sides squared off, and Carolina won convincingly 12-6 in the conclusion. Here's the pitch. And it is a slider a little bit outside. 1-2. And these two sides actually played a pair of extra inning games out at Segra Stadium in the first meetup. Pitch to Ramirez, and it is a breaking ball off the low outside corner, 2-2. They played an 11-inning game in the opener. That was low scoring, and the Woodpeckers lost 2-1. Then they lost again in extra innings on May 13th. That game went 10, and Carolina again won it by a run, 5-4. The pitch home, and Ramirez takes below the zone for ball three. So fell behind early, but patience to get back into the count. It is full, and Jackson Hallmark, the nine-hitter, would bat next if the inning goes longer. Whitaker off of first. He'll be on the move. 3-2, two outs, and Ramirez strikes out swinging on a Rodriguez fastball. Rodriguez picks up his fourth strikeout, ending the second, but the Woodpeckers grab a run. With the bases loaded, Tyler Whitaker bounces into the fielder's choice, scores Williams. And it's 1-0 Woodpeckers as Forrest Whitley returns to the mound for the bottom of the second in a moment.
Ariel, are you ready? All right, first up.
July, where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
DA 68 cleanup hitter, left fielder Edgar Perez.
Welcome back to Five County Stadium in Zebulon. 1-0 Woodpeckers in the bottom of the second inning. Forrest Whitley is back out on the mound and facing cleanup man and lefty Hedbert Perez. He swings and misses at a first pitch changeup. And it's 0-1. Justin Williams scored on a fielder's choice from Tyler Whitaker in that top of the second to give the Woodpeckers the early lead. Forrest Whitley went 1-2-3 in the first on a pair of flyouts and a one-hopping liner out towards shortstop that Leo Stanley Molina made a good play on. Pitch inside, and it's 1-1. Saw Whitley start the at-bat to Perez with a changeup, and that was an effective pitch for him last Wednesday on the mound at Segra Stadium. Went to that change early in counts to get ahead. The pitch is high on the outside corner. 2-1. Whitley scheduled to go 2, perhaps 3, if the pitch count is favorable, just like he did his last time. The 2-1 is a fly ball hit into right center field. Sprinting to his left is Cerny, and he is able to cut it off in the alleyway. Nearly came face-to-face with Cody Orr, but the right fielder Orr bailed out of the way in time. Gave way to his center fielder, and it's 4 outs in a row for Forrest Whitley. And now here's Eduardo Garcia, the five hitter and Carolina shortstop. Right on right, Whitaker throws, Whitley, and a slider is fouled off to make it 0-1. First baseman Justin Williams playing pretty far off of that line. A little bit to the pull side of the righty Garcia. Pitch from Whitley. Swing and a miss. Doubles up on the slider. 0-2. Whitley shuffles that weight back and forth. Picks up the left leg. Throws. Strikes him out swinging. High fastball gets Garcia. And Forrest Whitley, 5-up, 5-down, has his first strikeout of the evening.
Second baseman, Zach Riley.
And that's a good sign for Whitley that he can live up at the top of the zone like that with a fastball. Again, I don't have a specific reading for you on the velocity behind that pitch, but just eyeballing, it looked like one of his harder fastballs today. And the way he set up that pitch was exceptional as well. Zach Robbie is now in. Whitley trying for another 1-2-3 inning. And he delivers a fastball strike right over the middle, 0-1. But early sliders and then the high heater. And now the 0-1 pitch to Robbie. He chops it left of third, a foul ball. No telling how much longer Whitley would be with Fayetteville if he'd potentially make another outing on Sunday in the series conclusion or potentially advance his rehab if tonight goes well. And it has so far. 5-up, 5-down, 0-2 is very high. Slider got away. Whitley looks at his finger after the follow-through. Whitley now in his age 24 season. Was drafted as just a teenager back in 2016. Alamo Heights High School in the San Antonio area where he pitched. The 1-2 coming in. And it is a fastball just off the outside. Evens things at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Was with the Woodpeckers briefly in 2019. His longest stretch, though, with the single-A Astros affiliate was during the Buies Creek years when the Buies Creek Astros were playing on campus out of Campbell University before the construction of Segra Stadium. 2-2 is just off of the inside. Borderline pitch, but Palma couldn't hold it behind the plate. Fills the count, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Must be feeling great, though, just to be back out there playing baseball and trying to get back to the point where he was after all the distractions along the way, the canceled season due to COVID, the Tommy John surgery, and the rehab process. Payoff is popped up, out of play it goes. There was a point in 2018 where Whitley was a top 10 prospect in the game, was living up to all the expectations, getting all the way up to AAA, which is where he started to get hit pretty hard for the first time in his pro career. But he was behind guys like Casey Mize and Nate Pearson is one of the top prospects in all of baseball. Slider, outside corner, got him looking. Robbie threw aside the gear and thought he had ball four, but Forrest Whitley goes back-to-back K's to end another 1-2-3 inning. Two perfect for Forrest tonight, and we head into the third with the Woodpeckers up 1-0.
It looks like it's the fourth.
Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Back with you at Five County Stadium. We are ready to play the top of the third inning. Andrew Chapman on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, MILB.TV tonight as well, filling in for Greg Young, who's away for the night. Forrest Whitley has gone two perfect innings in his second rehab appearance for the Woodpeckers and finished the second strong with a pair of strikeouts, one swinging, one looking. A high fastball got Eduardo Garcia, and then a Zach Robbie looking slider for the second strikeout. So Whitley looking strong, as is the right-hander, the 20-year-old for the Mudcats, Carlos Rodriguez. He's back out on the bump facing Jackson Hallmark, the nine-hitter, leading off this third inning for the Woodpeckers. First pitch missed up high. Forrest Whitley, 25 pitches, 15 strikes. Rodriguez, 34 pitches through his first two innings with 19 strikes. And he goes to 2-1 on Hallmark, a 2-0 make it on Hallmark. I should note that the Fayetteville bullpen right now is quiet. Nobody is up and warming. So we were told that Whitley may go two, possibly three, if things were looking good. And since he's only faced six batters today, looks like signs are pointing towards Whitley being back out there for a third inning of work. Here's the 3-0 pitch to Hallmark, and a slider misses off the outside corner. That's ball four. Four-pitch walk, four Ks for Rodriguez, first time through the order, but also a couple of blocks as well. And now we'll face Cody Orr for a second time. The Woodpeckers got their run in the second inning when the bases were loaded and Tyler Whitaker one-hopped the ball out towards third. Vargas tried to start a triple play, but it came up a little bit short at first and allowed Williams to score from third base. A spin and a throw over to first, and a safe call. Close again, though. Jackson Hallmark barely got back in. Carlos Rodriguez has been very keen on throwing over. That's, by my count, already his third pickoff move. And you only get, again, two per at bat as Cody Orr stands back and watches a fastball strike. 0-1 count. Orr struck out looking back in the first. Middle infield double play depth as the 0-1 comes in. And Orr swings through what looked like a changeup, and it's 0-2. The two base hits in this game, both for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Williams, the leadoff single off the left field wall in the second inning, and Logan Cerny, the broken bat, soft liner to right. Rodriguez at the belt, comes home. And Orr yanks the 0-2 foul off the facing of the Mudcats dugout. If you're a Carolina Mudcats fan, then you've been out to Five County Stadium plenty before. Maybe caught a few games, but If you're a Woodpeckers fan, haven't been out here before, it's a unique ballpark that was built back in the late 90s. Throw over again to check up on Hallmark, and now Rodriguez is stuck on the rubber, can't step off again, otherwise it would be ruled an automatic advancement. There's a lower level that's kind of out of our field of view, and then the majority of the seats in upper second deck level, along with an additional bleacher down the right field side, or lifts this pitch along the right field line, fairly shallow. Mendez racing in, second baseman Robbie going out, and he makes the catch, crossing from fair to foul territory towards that right field bullpen. And Cody Orr pops out for the first down of the third. Should be some huge crowds. There's the bleachers down the left field side as well, and this ballpark can really pack them in on big weekends like we're expecting out in Zebulon on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 4th of July, three straight fireworks shows out here at the ballpark, and should be plenty of fans out here watching some minor league baseball. And then a 4th of July game to follow in Fayetteville on Monday. Usually Monday is the off day league-wide, but with the 4th of July on a Monday, the off day for the Woodpeckers and the rest of the league will be on Tuesday, and there's the pickoff throw over. Third one, Rodriguez had to get him, and Hallmark is tagged out. Well, I don't think I've seen that yet this year where a pitcher risks it all and spins and throws over a third time, maximizing the rule. You have to get the runner if you throw over a third time, and Rodriguez successfully did. And here's a bouncing ball inside of the third base bag. It is fair. Gets all the way beyond the plate area and the bullpen. Stretching to second is Molina. Here comes the throw from Perez, and it is in time. Perez guns out Leo Stanny Molina. He was in foul territory behind the home plate area of that left field bullpen and delivered a dart to Robbie and ending the inning. So Rodriguez does it himself and gets some help from his outfielders and faces the minimum in a scoreless third. We go to the bottom of the inning with the Woodpeckers leading 1-0. Forrest Whitley returning to the mound.
Let's find out. On your mark. Get set. Go! That's an off. It looks like Nightingale is in the lead. Looks like Nightingale first, Wendell second, and Zebulon third. Getting around town is easier and more fun than ever before with Go Rally, featuring free Wi-Fi, shorter wait times, an expanded service to Nightingale, Wendell, and Zebulon. Go Rally and its over 1,400 stops is everywhere you want to go. Visit GoRally.org to find your route. The third baseman, Jeremy Vargas.
Forrest Whitley returns to the mound for the Woodpeckers in the bottom of the third inning. And trying to stretch this rehab start a little bit further than his last on Wednesday of last week. Comes home with the first pitch fastball, and it's fouled away by Jeremy Vargas, the seven hitter. Jesus Chirinos will follow, and then Gene Carmona as Whitley faces the bottom three of the Mudcats order for the first time. He has gone six up, six down, and got a couple of strikeouts to end a scoreless second inning. Here's his pitch, and it is a called strike on the outside corner. Right back to the fastball. And Whitley quickly ahead, 0-2. He got Eduardo Garcia swinging at a high fastball and then used the slider to get Zach Robbie looking in a full count, ending the second. The pitch is up near the head level and kind of cut towards the plate, but that's ball one. Jeremy Vargas was ducking out of the way of that pitch, although it wasn't really close to hitting him. Shadows starting to consume the infield grass. Left side of the infield dirt, though, still in that setting sunlight. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Slider on that outside edge. And Vargas goes down. Three straight strikeouts for Forrest Whitley. So he was using the defense behind him. The first four batters he faced got three flyouts. Nice play by Molina, his shortstop on a line drive that way. But now he's doing it all alone on the mound. 3 Ks for Whitley. That passes up his total from last Wednesday when he K'd two hitters over two innings. And now it's Jesus Chirinos swinging a foul back. It was interesting. Whitley, after that two-inning outing at Segra Stadium, his first time back at the full season level since 2019, said there were a couple moments in the dugout where he almost felt queasy in between his first inning and second inning of work. He was using a cold towel to kind of help himself out. It was 97 degrees at first pitch, so it was just about the warmest day possible to be out there. I think it was the hottest first pitch temperature we had had all year long when Whitley was back out on the mound. Here comes the 0-2. Swing and a miss, and Whitley got another one. Four straight strikeouts, and he sets down Chirinos on three pitches. But he also said that adrenaline might have just been a pure factor as well. Not only are you hot temperature-wise, but then maybe a little bit of jitters or some nerves being back out there on the mound with the Woodpeckers and really pitching in a competitive game for the first time in two seasons. It was a combination of all of that, and Whitley said he was able to just reset in between the first and second inning, get back out there, and overall he was pretty satisfied with how he pitched, all things considered. Ball's behind to Carmona, 1-0, the lefty DH and bottom hitter in the order. A check swing, and did he break the plane? They appeal to first, and they say yes. That's a strike. Corey Gerber making the call behind the first base bag. So Forrest Whitley trying to go 9-up, 9-down over what would be three perfect innings in his third rehab start back from TJ. And a foul tip into the mitt of Palma. It is 1-2. Woodpecker's bullpen has a arm getting loose, but Forrest Whitley lands on trying to finish this himself. A little bit of a shift to the left side for the Fayetteville infield. Whitley locks the target with Palma, throws the 1-2, and misses inside. Two balls and two strikes. Woodpecker's up 1-0 in the bottom of the third on the fielder's choice that brought home Williams in the second. Whitley looks in, target set low and outside. Here's his pitch. It is pinpoint for strike three. Forrest Whitley taps that glove. He strikes out the side in the third, and he K's five in a row to end three perfect innings tonight in Zebulon. Forrest Whitley looking awful like himself tonight. We'll step aside for a break, and the top of the fourth is next with the Woodpeckers leading 1-0.
Ribeyes also features a world-famous salad bar made fresh each and every day. Their hand-cut beef is 21 days for tenderness and flavor, and shipped fresh, never frozen. Next time you're in Eastern North Carolina, grab a meal at Ribeyes. Today's U.S. Foods Restaurant Spotlight. the second baseman, Joey Lucido.
Joey Loperfido begins the top of the fourth inning, swinging and fouling a ball beyond the first base coach, Vincent Blue. We have seen heck of a performance tonight from Forrest Whitley. Nine up, nine down, and five straight strikeouts with his day likely complete with Jacob DeLabio warming up in the Woodpeckers' right field bullpen. And that will make Astros fans and really just minor league baseball fans take some notice. Forrest Whitley, the guy that's been relatively untalked about for the last couple of years, trying to work himself back to full health, looked awful healthy today. And might have very well just put together the perfect outing that advances his rehab to the next stages of the Astros minor league system as Loperfido checks his swing on an inside pitch, fouls it off. 1-2. And that one misses off of the plate. You have Carlos Rodriguez. He's through three solid innings of work. Best inning for him was the first when he struck out the top three hitters in the Fayetteville order in order, including Joey Loperfido. Close changeup just off the outside of the zone. And the count fills on Loperfido, 3-2. Joey, the top hitter in this Woodpeckers lineup, batting 313 coming into this AB. That one missed a little bit low, draws a reaction out of the hometown crowd, and Loperfido leads off the inning with a walk. That's the second straight inning that Rodriguez has issued ball four to begin the inning. Loperfido is on, but he got out of it really on his own doing in the third. He picked off Jackson Hallmark. Got Cody Orr to pop out, and then got some help from his left fielder, Hedbert Perez, who threw out Leo Stanley Molina trying to stretch a double. And here's the pitch to Williams. It is placed on that high outside corner and called a strike. First base side of the rubber, Rodriguez sets and picks back over to first to check up on Loperfido. He's thrown over just about every time a base runner has reached today. And took a big risk in the third when Jackson Hallmark was on first base. He picked over for a third time, maximizing the rule, and had to get Hallmark, and he did. Pitch below the zone and on the appeal. They say that Williams held up. Nobody's hit a ball harder today than Justin Williams. He lasered one over Hedbert Perez's head and left. It was hit so hard, though, that it got to the wall in just a couple of seconds, ricocheted back to Perez, and Williams didn't even have time to stretch a double. He's held to a single, and that one misses up and in. Williams ahead in the count, two balls and one strike. Logan Cerny will get a chance to hit in this inning as well. Big hole on the right side. Zach Robbie is shifted over towards the middle. Rodriguez gets the sign, peeks over towards first base where Loperfido leads, and the pitch. Williams takes a strike on the low inside corner. Two ball and two strike count. Justin Williams, playing against the Carolina Mudcats for the first time this year, was added to the roster from the Spring Complex shortly after that series in May. 2-2 is hit deep out to right field. Mendez going back on it, but this ball will die in front of the warning track. He makes the catch, and Loperfido hustles back to first. It's a fly out for Williams. This ballpark is a little bit more hitter-friendly to lefties. That's because the fence is so much shorter out there in right. Once you get out towards a little bit, working your way towards right center field, that's where the fence elevates way higher, as high as all that center field fencing. Logan Cerny swings the first one, dribbles it foul, third base side, and it's 0-1. And out in left field, you also have the call it the sponsor monster. All the sponsor signs, that 330-foot distance, but a wall that's probably close to 30 feet tall, that if you're a righty, you have to get it over. Cerny, who is a little bit more of a pull hitter, at least when it comes to his home runs, will have that high wall to contest with all week. He fouls the pitch back, and it's 0-2. Robbie's still shifted towards the middle, so a hole on the right side of the diamond. Loperfido, the leadoff walk, followed by the Williams flyout. It's 1-0 Woodpeckers. They have all three hits in this game after Whitley tossed three perfect innings. And Cerny gets rung up looking. An inside changeup. That's the fifth strikeout for Rodriguez. He gets the second out of the fourth. And that'll bring up Miguel Palma. Spinner to throw over to first, and that will send Loperfido diving back in. Miguel Palma coming off an 0-for-4 Sunday with a strikeout in series conclusion against the Green Jackets. Was placed back into the lineup, though, midway through that series. He was nursing a minor shoulder injury. Called strike on the inner corner, 0-1. And he had an impact. We mentioned the go-ahead home run he hit on Friday. That was in his first game back. He doubled in that game as well. Finished 2-for-7 on the weekend, drove in three runs, and scored twice. Swings in, sends a bouncing ball up the middle, and beyond the reach of Robbie and Garcia, it squeezes into center. Miguel Palma hops a two-out hit to extend the inning. Loperfido stays at second, and Tyler Whitaker will get a chance to hit for a second time tonight with a runner in scoring position.
The third baseman, Tyler Whitaker.
And here's the pitch to Whitaker, just below his knees for ball one. Tyler's responsible for bringing in the only run so far tonight. Although he didn't get the RBI to his credit, he was looking for his 30th ribby of the year. It was because a double play was turned. Here's the pitch, and he pops it up. Foul territory out towards the right field bullpen. DeLabio finished his warm-up. Now he bails out, and that ball falls into the seats. That was a mad scramble by everybody down there in the bullpen. Yeah, DeLabio, who ran off the mound. All the guys sitting on the bench behind him went scrambling as well. You always have to have your head on a swivel here at Five County Stadium if you're sitting in that bullpen, because you're pretty close to that first base bag. You're not too far behind it, and if a line drive comes your way, you got to be ready to dodge it. Whitaker looks at a pitch in the zone. It's strike two. But Whitaker bounced a ball to third his last time. Williams came home to score. It was when the bases were loaded. Vargas tried to start a triple play, and Whitaker was just able to leg it out at first to break up the triple play. Carlos Rodriguez eyes in, first and second where they stand. Loperfido in scoring position. And time is called by Whitaker. Wanted to reset. And that pitch clock starts the countdown again from 18 seconds. Here's the 1-2. Whitaker strikes out swinging. Carlos Rodriguez has K'd six batters over four innings and given up just the one run. Forrest Whitley's day is done. Jacob DeLabio coming out of the bullpen when we return for the bottom of the fourth. It is 1-0 Fayetteville in the early going.
Yeah.
fans, we have a pitch change. Now I'm out from Winchester, number 43, Jacob Delario. Delario now pitching for fans. Pitch change brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery.
Welcome back to Five County Stadium. It is the bottom of the fourth inning, and the Woodpeckers lead the Mudcats 1-0. I'm Andrew Chapman, in for Greg Young tonight on both the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network and MILB.TV. Fastball at the knees is a little bit low, a little lower than the knees, I suppose, to Henry Mendez, the leadoff man in this fourth against a new Fayetteville right-hander. It is Jacob Delabio taking over out of the bullpen. At the shoulders, he throws out of the stretch, and Mendez flies it the opposite way. Left field line, sprinting over his hallmark, gets to the fence, and that falls into the seats for one ball and one strike count. Forrest Whitley, the story tonight, 9 up, 9 down. He started working his defense, had 4 straight outs, a couple of flyouts, and a lineout, but then finished under his own doing. 5 straight strikeouts, including 3 in a row in the third, striking out the side in order. And now Delabio in the fourth. Here's the pitch. Just off the inside. No call to strike. Mendez scooted out of the way. Didn't get the call. No record and no ERA for Jacob Delabio. He's not given up an earned run with the Woodpeckers this year over 5 2/3. Spent about a month and a half, though, on the injured list. Was with the Woodpeckers for a couple of weeks in April. Went on the IL and returned in the middle of June. Misses low in the dirt. And it's a 2-ball, 2-strike count. He's given up 4 hits this season to go along with 1 walk and 8 strikeouts. Hard thrower to Labio. That fastball sitting about 95-96 when he really has all the juice behind it. 2-2 pitch. A chopper hit towards the middle but shifted to his left was Molina. The shortstop fields and throws to first. 10 in a row retired by Fayetteville pitching to begin the night. And now Jackson Chorio will step in.
The center fielder, Jackson Chorio.
Final pitch count tonight, by the way, for Forrest Whitley. 37 pitches and 24 strikes. And the bulk of those coming over the back half of his outing. And while I don't have the figure in front of me, one of those interesting statistics to see would be how many swing and miss strikes Whitley had today. I'd venture a guess it was close to 10 out of those 24 that he threw in the zone. Here's the pitch home, and it is a outside corner, a little bit low, but a strike 2 to Chorio. It was a lot of looking strikeouts as well for Whitley, just looking pitches in general. You got Zach Robbie looking, Gene Carmona. 2 of his 3 strikeouts were backwards Ks. No balls and 2 strikes. Jackson Chorio ready, and time called right as Delabio started to come home. And he pulled up and now is arguing with the home plate umpire, saying that he started his motion right as the clock hit 0, but it was a pitching clock violation called. An automatic ball will be assessed. And it's 1-2 on Chorio. Second baseman Lo Perfido playing towards the middle. Here's the 1-2 and strike 3. Knee level fastball pumped in. And Jacob Delabio looked a little mad on that fastball after getting called for the violation. So 2 outs, nobody on in the fourth. The Woodpeckers leading 1-0. Here's Jefferson Kiro. There is a right-hander warming up now for the Mudcats as well. Four innings complete for Carlos Rodriguez. Ended his night with a Tyler Whitaker strikeout, or ended at least his fourth inning, possibly his night, with that bullpen warming up. First pitch outside the zone to Kiro, and it's 1-0. The right-hander warming is Brandon Jordan. Here's a pop fly left side of the infield. Molina and Whitaker making a decision. It is Molina collecting that baseball for out number three, and it's another 1-2-3 inning. Fourth straight for Fayetteville pitching. 12 up, 12 down combined between Whitley and DeLabio. Four in the book tonight in Zebulon. We go top five. It's 1-0 Woodpeckers.
Join the Mudcats and Amy Simpson on their mission to end littering behavior and create a sense of community pride. Be like Muddy and 86 all recyclable materials at Five County Stadium during today's game. Visit 86it.com to learn more information and take the pledge.
Fans, if you would like to get Muddy and Mini Muddy's autograph, now is the time. This is the VRB Homes open house behind home plate to meet both Muddy and Mini Muddy. And also, fans, right now it's time to 86 it. Five of our staff members making their way through the crowd. Gather up any trash in your area and 86 it. By helping 86 your ways, you're helping keep Five County Stadium one of the cleanest in all of baseball.
It's the top of the fifth inning with the Woodpeckers leading 1-0. Thought the day may be coming to a close for Carlos Rodriguez since that Carolina bullpen was warming up most of the fourth inning, but Rodriguez back out there and he faces Yuris Ramirez. Gets him to swing and miss on the first pitch. Next one home, a check swing, and that did hit Ramirez's bat. That was a foul ball, and it's 0-2. Ramirez struck out against Carlos Rodriguez in the second. One of six Ks for Rodriguez. Started his night by striking out the side in order in the top of the first. Here's the pitch, and it just misses off the outside. Good fastball from him. 1-2. Jackson Hallmark, and then Cody Orr will bat. 12 up, 12 down tonight for Woodpeckers pitching between Forrest Whitley and Jacob DeLabio. Ramirez drills one deep out into left field, hooking towards the foul pole. If it's fair, it's well gone, but it's foul. And that ball was hit dangerously close to where I parked my car. I parked it pretty far beyond the left field fence. I didn't think anybody would really get into one like that. And well, hopefully I don't have a broken windshield courtesy of Yuris Ramirez when I get back out there tonight. He fouls another one away, right side. One ball and two strikes. Fayetteville out hitting the Mudcats 4-0 in the column. Both sides defensively have been perfect tonight. 1-2 coming in. And Ramirez takes it on the low outside edge, just missed, and counts it 2-2. Yeah. other action in a new series starting up around the Carolina League tonight as well. We have some of those early scores coming in as Ramirez pops it again to the right side, out of play. Keeps it where it is even. Two balls, two strikes. Kannapolis is taking on the Down East Wood Ducks, who took six from these Mudcats last week. But Down East trails tonight 5-1 to the Cannonballers out of Granger Stadium. Here's a number along the left side of the plate, but it is foul. And Ramirez keeps the battle alive. It's a good one right now. This will be the ninth pitch from Rodriguez, and since that bullpen is warming, Rodriguez might be towards the tail end of his day. These are the types of at-bats that he doesn't want to have to be going through. It's another bouncing ball left side of the third base bag, and Rodriguez, as he came down the downslope of the mound, kind of smiling to himself and looking at Ramirez, saying something's got to give here. One of us has to win this battle. Here's the 10th pitch to Urias, a 2-2. And he finally goes down swinging. Carlos Rodriguez wins that long battle and picks up his 7th strikeout of the day. And now it'll be Jackson Hallmark, but not going to be Rodriguez that faces him. Victor Esteves, the Carolina manager, is working his way out of the dugout, and he's getting ready to take the ball from his 20-year-old right-hander. He gets dapped up by all of his infielders. Rodriguez really was exceptional tonight. He scattered 3 walks but strikes out 7, and that falls just one shy of his season high this year. 4th time this season he's caved at least 7 batters in a game. And he'll now turn it over to the bullpen and the new right-hander, Brandon Jordan, that we'll tell you about on the other side of the break. One out, nobody on. We're in the 5th, and the Woodpeckers lead 1-0.
Fans, here's a pitch change. Now on the mound for the Mudcats, number 48, Brandon Jordan. Jordan now pitching for Carolina. Pitch change brought to you by the North Carolina Education Library.
A pitching change for the Mudcats in this top 5. It is right-hander Brandon Jordan taking over and coming home with a first pitch strike to Jackson Hallmark. Carlos Rodriguez goes 4 1/3 today, falls one strikeout shy of tying a season high. K7 Woodpeckers. Here's a pop-up first base side towards the dugout, and that'll get over the net. Out of play. That landed in the area of some folks I recognize down there. Some members of our Fayetteville Woodpeckers front office have made the trip out to watch Forrest Whitley pitch and cheer on the Woodpeckers. It's a close game, though. One swing, and the Mudcats are right back in it. They're still looking for their first base hit, though, and that'll be their first task come the bottom of the 5th inning. Here's the pitch to Hallmark, and a broken bat, high pop fly, hovering atop the home plate area. Kiro sheds the mask and really hardly had to move. That came right back down. Talk about a vertical pop-up. That went straight up in the air and came right back down. Didn't drift at all on Kiro. That's still a play that can be disorienting, though, as a catcher. Hallmark pops out. Brandon Jordan comes in with a 3-1 record. He has a 3.98 ERA. This is his 16th appearance of the year and 11th out of the bullpen. A slider on that outside corner is called strike one on Cody Orr. 43 innings of work. He has given up 19 earned runs and 3 home runs, or swings and misses in another off-speed, and it's 0-2. 31 strikeouts, make it 31 walks to 51 strikeouts for Brandon Jordan, the 23-year-old and ninth rounder by Milwaukee in 2021. Or yanks a liner, left field side, but it gets foul. 0-2. Brandon Jordan, a former ball player at the University of South Carolina for the Gamecocks. And I would fancy a guess, a former teammate of a former Woodpecker, Luke Berryhill, that played down at South Carolina. Or line drive and a base hit into right center field. It'll be the right fielder, Mendez, to cut it off. Or holds it first. The Woodpeckers have their fifth hit of the day. They've all been singles. And things stretch a little further for Leo Stanley Molina. Cody Orr goes to 1-for-3. Molina's 1-for-2. And Orr's on the move. First pitch is below the zone. Throw it down. Tag applied. Got him sliding in. Kirill with a laser across the diamond to get Cody Orr. That ball was perfectly placed in the inning. And the bat is taken out of Molina's hands. We're halfway through it tonight in Zebulon. Bottom five is next. The Woodpeckers still lead 1-0.
Now time to play Buddies Over the Edge, Papa John's edition. Tonight we're playing with Larkin. Larkin, we're going to give you two groups of items that you can get from Papa John's. You have to get the actual price with the prices from the Papa John's menu. For every dollar you miss, money will move one step up the mountain. Your goal is to not have money fall off the mountain. You got $30 to work with for both items, so good luck. First up, two meatball papadillas, two garlic knots, and one chocolate chip cookie dessert. What's your guess for the total price?
$40.
All right, was it $40? All right, let's see how much she missed by. All right, not bad. You only missed by $6. She got $24 to play with on number two. Here we go. Three large cheese pizzas, two Parmesan breadsticks, and a 2 liter of Pepsi to wash it down. How much would you guess for this Papa John's meal?
Is it a special?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's just ordered straight up the menu. Do you know this special? No, what do you guess for the total price here?
$30.
$30. All right, let's see, money.
Just one inning of work tonight for Jacob DeLabio, and now enter on right-hander Alex Santos. He takes over, faces Edward Perez, Eduardo Garcia, and Zach Robbie, 4, 5, and 6 of the Carolina order. 1-0 Fayetteville, and the first 12 Carolina Mudcats have been retired tonight. Edward Perez swings through a first pitch changeup by Alex Santos. So we saw the number 4 overall prospect in Forrest Whitley on the mound to start the night. Perez pops this pitch up on the infield. Shortstop Molina calling off his third baseman Whitaker, and he makes the catch close to the fringe of that infield grass. Perez pops out. He's 0-for-2. So we go from number 4, Forrest Whitley, and now another top 10 pitching prospect in Alex Santos. Eduardo Garcia struck out against Whitley in the second. Here's the first pitch to him, and it misses below the zone, 1-0. For Jacob DeLabio today, one inning, no runs, no hits, no walks, and the one strikeout of Jackson Chorio. after a foul off. 1-1 count now on Eduardo Garcia. Alex Santos gets the sign from Palma, kicks and throws. It is a high and away change, 2-1. Santos 0-6 record, 4.75 ERA. He's pitching in his 14th game of the year and out of the bullpen for a sixth time. The 2-1. Regats him reaching out in front. Garcia goes to 2-2. Nice changeup on the inner half of the plate from Santos. 47 and a third total innings for Alex. He's given up 25 earned runs, 19 walks, and 58 strikeouts. Here's his 2-2. And this is hit well, way out to left center field. Hallmark is chasing it back. It is over his head, and it bangs off the top of the wall, comes back into the field of play. Hallmark fires and throws it to Molina, the shortstop, and Eduardo Garcia has himself a double. And that ends a perfect game bid in the fifth for Woodpeckers pitching. 13 up, 13 down before the Carolina Mudcats get their first base runner tonight. And Eduardo Garcia really got a hold of that one. So now it's Zach Robbie. And the first pitch is off the plate outside. 1-0. Robbie struck out looking against Forrest Whitley, ending the second inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and he leans out of the way. A 2-0 count. The double for Eduardo Garcia, his 12th on the year. And he ties Jefferson Curiel for second place on the club. You still have Jackson Chorio, who is leading the ball club with 15 doubles. Count runs to 3-0 on Robbie. First base runner, first time the Mudcats have put a man in scoring position. But like we said a couple of innings ago, they're one swing away from being right back in this thing, 1-0 game. And the one run that came home today wasn't on anything flashy. It was a bases-loaded fielder's choice that ended up being a double play. It was a ball hit by Tyler Whitaker that scored Justin Williams in the top of the second. So that's the only runs so far. The lone run, 3-1 pitch. Foul tipped, and Alex Santos has managed to work himself back into this count. Alex last pitched on June 22nd against Augusta. He threw last Wednesday, same day that Forrest Whitley rehabbed. So Santos has been kind of in the tandem with Whitley since he's come to town. Here's the offering, 3-2, a swing and a foul back again, and Robbie keeps it going. So Santos would normally be in the starting rotation, but since he's paired up with Whitley right now, they're having Whitley start the ball game. Santos, at least until Whitley advances his rehab assignment, might be coming out of the bullpen a little bit more often. 3 2/3 is what he went last Wednesday against the Green Jackets, allowing a home run and two earned. Robbie fouls another one away, a high fastball that he hit on the knuckles, and it stays full. Santos issued one walk, and it did total six strikeouts. It was the most Ks for him in an outing in the month of June, and most since May 27th when he struck out seven Down East Wood Ducks. A look to second base and another payoff to Robbie. Skips to the plate. Robbie telling his base runner to go to third. He'll unbuckle the gear, go to first, and Santos runs to the plate to cover. Garcia thought about coming to the plate, took a big round of that third base bag, but decides to hold. And after the Mudcats couldn't put anybody on for 4 1/3, they get back-to-back base runners. And a ball four wild pitch puts them on the corners. So the Mudcats one swing away, a base hit away from tying this game. They have the infield aligns. They're going to play it heavy to the left side with the righty Vargas in. First pitch fastball to the outside for ball one. Wide open right side of the diamond. Joey Loperfido is shifted over towards second base. Over from his usual second. The pitch is low. And Jeremy Vargas gets ahead. Two balls and no strikes. Alex Santos, since his start on the road against Kannapolis on May 21st. He's given up at least one earned run every time he's been out there. That spans five total outings, but you do have a couple of really good June performances mixed in. Most notably at home on June 2nd when he pitched against the Fredericksburg Nationals. That was a game where he only allowed one run and went five innings. Only scattered four hits also. The four hits are the most he's given up in a single June appearance as well. So he's been limiting a ton of base hits. Has given up no more than three across his last three outings. And there's a swing and a miss from Vargas. Count to 2-1 on the Carolina third baseman. Struck out swinging against Forrest Whitley in the third. And the runner on the move to second base. Robbie is going, and the pitch is lifted out to straightaway right. Orr sizing it up. Starts behind it. Makes the catch. Runner tagging from third. Here comes the throw from Orr. It's way off line up the third base side. Palma collects, spins, throws to second. Not in time. Robbie slides in safe, and both runners are able to advance. Garcia scores, and we are tied 1-1 on a Jeremy Vargas sacrifice fly.
Call them today if your mosquito and tick problems, because life is better outside.
So that's good baseball all around. Not only by Jeremy Vargas putting the ball deep enough in the outfield to score a run, but also Zach Robbie delaying his run down at first. Waited for Orr to commit to the plate, and then Robbie broke for second base and gets into scoring position himself. And now it's Jesus Chirinos with two away in the fifth inning. And the first pitch is off of the outside for ball one. Chirino struck out against Whitley, as did five others. And he's 0 for 1. There's a outer corner strike called. One ball and one strike. For Jeremy Vargas, that is RBI number 23 of his season. Tying this game 1-1. Here's the pitch. And a line drive hit into center field. Could give Carolina the lead. They're waving Robbie around third. Here comes the throw from Cerny. It's cut off before the plate. Williams goes to second, and he's tagged out there. Chirinos tagged out, sliding in, but he'll give the Mudcats the RBI single and give them a 2-1 lead before the final out is made at second base, ending the fifth. The Mudcats come from behind in their first inning facing Alex Santos. Sixth inning next. The Mudcats now up 2-1.
Fans, we'd like to celebrate a special day for Camden Phillips. It's Camden's 8th birthday. Happy birthday, Camden. There's Camden up on the big board with Muddy and Mini Muddy. Camden's been celebrating in style with cupcakes from Carter's Baking Company in Wendell. Let's wish Camden a happy birthday. And if you want to celebrate your birthday with the Mudcats, give us a call 919-269-2287 to book your party. And it's been a great night so far here at Five County Stadium. We'd like to welcome the following groups to tonight's game. On the U.S. Foods Suite level, over at Suite 1 and 2, we have Spring Hill Outfitters. We'd also like to welcome Finch and Associates to tonight's game.
Top six, and the first pitch coming in to Leo Stanley Molina misses down in the dirt. Brandon Jordan is back on the mound after taking over for Carlos Rodriguez in the fifth, and thanks to the comeback effort by the Mudcats in the fifth inning, Rodriguez taken off of the hook today, and Brandon Jordan, the new pitcher of record. Pitch fouled off by Molina. Go-ahead run came across on an RBI single by Jesus Chirinos. It scored Zach Robbie. And Robbie was able to cross the plate before Chirinos was thrown out at second base trying to extend to a double. That's how we got to where we are, 2-1 in the sixth. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Molina. He swings, hits it softly on a one-hop out to second base. Robbie collects, throws over to Jordan covering the bag. Fielding his position well, saw that Chirinos, the first baseman, was off of the line, couldn't get back over. Brandon Jordan helping out his second baseman. And he's now through an inning of work. Carlos Rodriguez was replaced after getting a Yuri's Ramirez strikeout in the fifth, goes 4 1/3. Pitch to Joey Loperfido is a little bit high and outside. 1-0. Looking from Jordan, and the pitch. Loperfido thought about a swing on a lone inside curve, and an appeal down to first as he held up. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and Loperfido pops one over our heads in the booth. 2-1 count on Joey. Loperfido struck out looking against Rodriguez in the first and drew a walk in the fourth, but was left stranded on base. The pitch is just off of the outside, didn't miss by much, and it's 3-1. Jordan gets the sign and throws and misses inside with a fastball, and Loperfido is on for a second time via the free pass. And Justin Williams will step in, 1-for-2 tonight. Kannapolis has finished up their ball game against Down East, and they take the opener out of Kinston 5-1. That ends a stretch of 7 straight wins for the Wood Ducks. Wilfred Varis hit his 9th home run of the year. Here's a fly ball, hit the opposite way to right. Mendez sprinting over, still going, and it short hops him and kicked out of play, I believe. That is out of play up along those seats before the foul pole and right, and it'll be a ground rule double. And Carolina might have caught a break there because Mendez overran that ball after he tried to reach down and pluck it off the dirt. Loperfido probably scores because that ball was getting behind him, but hopped the short wall. And Williams now 2-for-3 with a ground rule double. Loperfido standing at third. Saves the run, but Logan Cerny having a chance now to tie this game or put the Woodpeckers right back in front. Just one out and a first pitch strike from Jordan. Also, DJ Gladney hit his 13th home run of the year in that one for Kannapolis. And Wes Kath went deep, so 3 home runs for Kannapolis of their 9 hits. Pitching the dirt, Cerny cut through it, and it's quickly no balls and 2 strikes. And DJ Gladney with that home run also ties Nico Cavadas of the Salem Red Sox for the league lead in long balls. But Cavadas was recently promoted from Salem to their high A affiliate Greenville. And now we have a tie at the top, but Gladney could very well take the lead in league home runs this week. Cerny, though, he's trying to keep pace with that home run race, leading the Woodpeckers with 11. Fouls one back into the screen, and it's 0-2. Meanwhile, those Salem Red Sox are on the road this week against the Lynchburg Hillcats, the North Division winners. Those are the two clubs that went into a tiebreaker to decide the North Division this year. They had identical 35-31 records after the first 66 games. And Lynchburg had the head-to-head overall against Salem, and they won the tiebreaker, and they're going to the postseason this year. Pitch missed high to Cerny. It's a 1-2 count. Loperfido at third, and Williams at second. Cerny hits it deep, out to left. This ball is high off of that wall and should bring home both runs. Loperfido delayed his run. He scores. Williams trailing right behind him. He is at the plate. Cerny to second, 2-run double, and the Woodpeckers are back in front. It's 3-2. Back-to-back doubles against Brandon Jordan. And now the new hitter is Miguel Palma. He spoils one away. And it's 0-1. Logan Cerny drives in his team-leading 42nd and 43rd runs of the year and goes to 2-for-3 tonight after his second inning single. Here's the pitch to Palma from Jordan. And he hits a liner out to left. If it stays fair, it'll bring home a run, and it is a fair ball in the corner. Cerny scores from second. Palma trades places with him. A third straight double for the Woodpeckers offense, and they're up 4-2 in the sixth. That one disappeared from my point of view up in the booth. It just barely got into that blind spot before the left field foul pole, and I think there's a good chance it landed, boy, as close to the chalk line as could really be. And Palma had an instant two-bagger once that ball was called fair. And now we have a meeting on the mound. First time we've seen the Carolina pitching coach, Drew Thomas, have to walk his way out there. And he's having a discussion with Brandon Jordan, who's been hit hard in this sixth. The Woodpeckers have come up with an instant response after the two-run bottom of the fifth inning by the Mudcats.
The third baseman, Tyler Whitaker.
So Salem and Lynchburg tied 3-3 at the end of six today. You also have Charleston and Myrtle Beach beginning a good series. That'll be fun over the next 6 days. The two top teams in the South Division. Myrtle Beach Pelicans were able to win the South by just one game. Best record in all of minor league baseball at 48-21, and the second best record in all of the minor leagues in Charleston at 47-22. The pitch to Tyler Whitaker is foul tipped. No balls and two strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2, but has brought home one of the four Fayetteville runs. Did get credit for the RBI as he hit into a fielder's choice double play in the second that brought home Williams. Opened the scoring 1-0. Jordan sets, throws, and misses high and away with a fastball. One ball and two strikes. Charleston and Myrtle Beach tied 3-3. Yuri Shamir is ready. The 0-1 swings and misses at a good changeup. Fell out of the zone on the inner half of the plate. Infield straight up, outfield as well against Ramirez, who has struck out both times he's been to the plate today, both times against Carlos Rodriguez. The pitch home from Jordan. And a fly ball hit along the right field line. Long run for Mendez, gets all the way to the chalk, and that one gets over the netting and into the third row of seats as far as those bleacher seats go. I guess not the bleacher seats, but the fold-down seats, the lower level of seats where that foul ball landed. You have the red seats, which were the ones originally placed when this ballpark was built, and then what I understand, the bleachers came afterward, and those are green seats down the left and right field line. Fastball swung on and missed by Ramirez, and a strong finish to that sixth inning for Brandon Jordan, but he gives up the three runs on the three doubles, and the Woodpeckers are out to their largest lead of the day, 4-2 behind a three-run sixth. The home half is next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Friday, July 1st, Saturday, July 2nd, and Sunday, July 3rd. Each Mudcast for America night features the area's biggest and best fireworks shows right here at Five County Stadium. That's the Mudcast for America series. Friday, July 1st, Saturday, July 2nd, and Sunday, July 3rd. Get your tickets online at carolinamudcast.com or by calling 269-2287.
And fans, we have some more celebrations here tonight. We'd like to wish a happy 25th anniversary to Mike and Brenda Olin. Happy 18th birthday to Kayla Bolton. Happy 65th birthday to Ron Preston. And happy 6th birthday to Aiden Peter. Also, a happy 51st birthday to Joy Cincinnati. And select souvenir Saturdays at Five County Stadium now include an all-new ticket deal with the Saturday Flight Night Special. It features a game ticket at the Spring Hill Outfitters and a giveaway guarantee, all for just $29. The
Saturday Night Flight Night Special. It's presented in part by Inkling. It's available by calling 919-269-2287 or visit carolinamudcats.com.
Gene Carmona begins the Carolina sixth inning. Woodpeckers were down for just a moment in the bottom of the fifth. Carolina jumped in front 2-1, but a three-run six, three doubles bringing home those three runs. Carmona in a 1-0 count facing Alex Santos. This pitch is popped up back towards our broadcast location. And, oh, very close. Just out of our reach up here at broadcast level. Back when we're in Fayetteville, I have a fishing net that we stick out the window. Might have had a chance at it if we brought the net on. Pitch out of the zone to Carmona, and it's two balls and a strike. Carmona batting for the second time. Went down on strikes against Forrest Whitley in the third. That ended three perfect innings from Whitley today. Swinging a foul back into the screen. A lot of those highlights circulating around social media, Twitter right now. And if you missed any of the Forrest Whitley outing and wanted to check that out, you know where to go. Two balls and two strikes on Carmona. And Alex Santos winding and delivering. And striking out, Carmona looking. So good start to the inning for Alex Santos. Carmona down looking for a second time today. Goes to 0 for 2. And it'll bring out the leadoff man, Hendry Mendez. First pitch to Mendez is a fastball on the outer edge. That's called strike one. Next pitch missed outside. One ball and one strike. Hendry Mendez signed in as an international free agent last season for the Milwaukee Brewers. Takes strike two, one ball and two strike count. Came into the year rated as the number 11 overall prospect in the Milwaukee system by Baseball America. High breaking ball, and that'll even things at two balls and two strikes. Had a 16-game on-base streak at one point in May as well, but he's young, one of the youngest guys on this Carolina roster. Born in November of 2003. Grew up in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. 3-2 pitch to Mendez. In on the hands, a slow bouncer out towards short. Charging Molina, fields with one hand and across his body off balance. He pinpoints it to Williams for out number two. That is a great lead, a quick transfer. And Hendry Mendez, who has a good amount of speed going up that first base line, was out by half a step. So now it's Jackson Jorio. Jorio 0 for 2 with a flyout and a strikeout. The pitch is down in the dirt, and that's ball one. Jefferson Quiro would be next, getting into the heart of that order if the inning goes any further. Two runs today for the Mudcats. Came home on a Jeremy Vargas sack fly and a Jesus Chirinos RBI single in the fifth that gave them the brief lead. Still just two base hits today, though. The Eduardo Garcia double and the Chirinos single. Here's Santos in his 1-1. And this is crank deep out into center field. Trailing it back is Cerny. He gets to the track. He looks up and hits high off of the center field wall. Losing the helmet is Chorio. He's going to third. Throw comes in, but it is nowhere near in time. He'll stop with a stand-up triple. And Jackson Chorio almost put one over the high wall that measures 400 feet in dead center. It hit about 2 feet below the top of that wall. And I wasn't sure if we'd see anybody this week put one over the center field wall, but Chorio just showed that he has the power to do it. Fell just a couple of feet shy. The reality is that the fence measured 400 feet, but you almost have to hit it close to, 425, 430 if you really want to have the arc on it to get it over that wall. So no doubt that Jackson Chorio just hit a ball that was well over 400 feet. But just didn't have enough air underneath it to clear that high fence. But Carolina trying to get back within at least a run before closing the sixth inning, and they will do just that. A line drive into right center field. A base hit from Jefferson Quiro. He scores Chorio from third, and we're back to a one-run game, 4-3. A two-out rally for the Mudcats.
Call them today for your mosquito and tick problems. Life is better. The 86 cleanup hitter, Hedbert Perez.
And now here's Hedbert Perez. Lefty facing Alex Santos. First pitch is off the outside. One ball and no strikes. Jefferson Quiro plates his 31st run of the year. Meanwhile, for Jackson Chorio, he picks up his fifth triple of the season. That's a team-leading figure for Chorio, those five triples. Perez is 0-2, a fly-out to center and a pop-out to short. 2-0 pitch from Santos. He swings and misses. So Santos, since coming on in the fifth, has given up three runs. Night started with 13 up, 13 down between Whitley, DeLabio, and Alex Santos. But now the Carolina offense has woken up. And here's another pop fly, should end the inning. Molina moving to his right, calls off Whitaker near the baseline. He sees it, makes the grab, and the inning comes to a close. But Carolina grabs an important two-out run before the end of the sixth. The triple and then a Jefferson Quiro RBI single turn this to a 4-3 game. Woodpeckers lead as we go to the final third of our ball game next.
Our founders started the family business in Eugene in 1927. In 1948,
Live with the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, it's a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
It is the top of the seventh inning, and the Woodpeckers lead the Mudcats 4-3. I'm Andrew Chapman. Welcome back into the broadcast. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com on MILB.TV tonight, filling in for Greg Young as well. Jackson Hallmark spins out of the way of an inside pitch from Brandon Jordan, who was hit around for three doubles and three runs in the sixth. Hopes for a less turbulent seventh, and his offense has gotten him a run closer. Hallmark hits a liner hard out into right, but Mendez hardly has to move. Just one step back, and he two-hands it at the chest. And Hallmark, who's coming off a good game on Sunday, was the first three-hit game of his season, is now 0 for 2 today with a walk. That was his best contact so far in this game. And now to the top of the Fayetteville lineup card for a fourth time, it is Cody Orr. 1 for 3, a single his last time into right field in the fifth. Here's the first one to Orr, and it is just a little bit outside, maybe low as well, 1-0. Orr was caught stealing, though. He tried to go to second base, and Jefferson Kiro threw him out. The pitch. Fastball strike on the outer edge. 1-1. McHour here on the East Coast. The stadium lights are brightening up that diamond as the 1-1 comes in. Orr hits another liner, this time out to center field, and that drops for a single. A two-hit night for Cody Orr. 2 for 4 in total, and that'll bring up Leo Stani Molina. So Cody Orr spraying it around the outfield grass today. Ninth Fayetteville hit. Six doubles and the three, make it six singles and the three doubles. The doubles all coming in the sixth. And now Molina ready. First pitch fastball in the zone and a called strike. Molina picked up one of those nine base hits in the third, a single. Here's the pitch, and Orr on the move to second base. Here comes the throw down from Kiro off to the shortstop side of the bag, and Orr beats it without a tag. So Orr tried to test Kiro again. Kiro has a very strong arm behind the plate. He really zips that thing past the mound and keeps the throw low as well, where a middle infielder can drop a quick tag. But that one was a little bit to the backhand side of the second baseman, Robbie, and he couldn't swipe a tag over. So Orr now 1 for 2 in stolen base attempts, and Molina pulls a line drive left field side, but foul. Just got beyond the bullpen and then hooked left the chalk line. Cody Orr has also been the only base runner to try and steal against Kiro today. He was unsuccessful once, but able to get in this time in the seventh. Fayetteville's had a lot of base runners just between their nine hits and the three total walks, but it's only been Cody Orr that's been daring to go on Kiro. And a fastball above the belt, just below the letters, is called ball two. Two balls and two strikes. A lot of that had to do with Carlos Rodriguez picking over as much as he did. Well, he was on the mound for 4 1/3, pitched into the fifth in his start tonight. The 2-2 pitch. And Molina taps it off the inside of his left knee. I think that one hopped on him in the knee, up above that guard that he wears on his left shin. They don't have knee guards in baseball, so that one hurts a little bit. Unless you're a catcher, of course. A one game was postponed tonight in the Carolina League. Rain came through the North Augusta area and wiped out the Fireflies and the Green Jackets today. 2-2 pitch again is low and outside. Misplaced fastball, and it's 3-2. And the doubleheader between those sides is scheduled for tomorrow. They'll play a Wednesday twin bill. 3-2 full count with Orr leading off of second. Here's the pitch. It is at the bottom of the zone. Strike three looking. A good fastball by Brandon Jordan to pick up his third strikeout, second looking today. He has two outs in the top of the seventh inning. It's Joey Loperfido. The Woodpeckers are leading 4-3. Both sides scoring in the sixth. 3 for Fayetteville, 1 for the Mudcats. Woodpeckers trying to add on, get back up to their game-high two-run lead. But Brandon Jordan trying for his first full scoreless inning today. Started Loperfido with strike one. Orr off of second. Shortstop Garcia tapping the glove, keeping him honest. Here's a bouncing ball pulled out towards first. Gloved by Chirinos, and it's close to the line. He'll take it to the bag himself. retire Loperfido on the three unassisted and end a scoreless seventh for Brandon Jordan. It is time to stretch in Zebulon. A close one late, bottom seven next, 4-3, Woodpecker.
All right, it's the middle of the seventh inning, which means it's time to get up, get out your seats, and stretch those muscles. And it's time to sing, so join with me and take me out to the ballgame. Here we go. Take me out to the ballgame. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and crackers. Care if I ever get back. Cause it's root for the Mudcats. If they don't win, it's a shame. Let me hear ya, cause it's 1, 2, 3 shots, you're out at the old ballgame. Alright, you sang beautifully, but now we want to hear how loud you can cheer. So everybody on the third base side, you'll be Mud. Everybody on the first base side, you'll be Cats. People behind, don't play, just pick a side. Ready, here we go. Mud! Cats! Mud! Cats! Mud! Cats! Mud! Louder! Mud! Cats! Mud! Last time, Mud! All right, it makes some noise for your Mudcats, but a few more runs up on the board.
Alex Santos winding and throwing his first pitch, or at least he was supposed to, for the bottom of the seventh, but a stoppage due to a baseball getting loose out of that Carolina left field bullpen where a right-hander is starting to loosen. It is 4-3. We're all stretched out in Zebulon. Now Alex Santos is ready. Comes home with his first pitch of the inning, and it is grounded foul along third by Eduardo Garcia. Brandon Jordan coming up with a big scoreless top of the seventh for the Mudcats. Left him stranded on second base. Santos delivers, misses outside. Alex Santos has given up at least one run. Each inning he's been out there, two in the fifth and one more in the sixth. Gets the target from Palma. It's set up and in. Here's the pitch, and it misses outside. Santos missed his spot. Two balls and a strike. Garcia, Zach Robbie, and then Jeremy Vargas, the 5, 6, and 7 to bat. And here comes the 2-1. It is a little bit low and outside as well. Three balls and a strike on Garcia, who has struck out swinging against Forrest Whitley in the second and then doubled and scored against Santos in the fifth. Here is the 3-1. A line drive hit to the left side, diving backhanded stop by Molina. Long throw to first is not in time. It was a one-hopper dug out by Williams. Great play by Molina, but Eduardo Garcia able to leg it out. And at the end of the day, it was just a little bit too deep in that hole. Molina was throwing from the shallow left field grass. Maybe if he had a really slow base runner, but Garcia can move, so he'll get a single. He becomes the first Mudcats batter with multiple hits today. He goes to 2-for-3, and here's Zach Robbie. First pitch is called a strike on the low outside corner. Where Carolina has been effective today is when they've put runners in scoring position. They haven't had a lot of them. And the runner on the move to second base. Palma lost the transfer, and Garcia slides into second. A stolen bag without a throw.
Brought to you by Swain Law. Small town values, big city results, Swain Law.
And the Mudcats, again, have a man in scoring position. They're 2-for-2 at the plate when runners are on either second or third base. See if Zach Robbie can continue the perfect stretch when they've had those opportunities. Here's the 1-1 home, and it misses down and outside. Two balls and one strike. Robbie scored what was for a moment the go-ahead run in the bottom of the fifth inning. He walked and came around on a Jesus Chirinos RBI single. That made it 2-1 before the Woodpeckers scored three in the sixth inning. 2-1 pitch is outside. No, called a strike. And Robbie can't believe it. He was dusting off that right-handed hitter's box and his back turned towards the umpire and then looked back his way as to say, "You sure?" Maybe a little bit of an expanded zone benefiting Santos. 2-2 on the way. And Robbie sprays it foul up above the Woodpeckers dugout. Fredericksburg Nationals have extended their lead to 6-0 over Delmarva with a three-run bottom of the seventh. So they're well on their way to a win in the series opener. The pitch is hit the opposite way to right, or moving to his left, able to cut it off, make the catch, throwing to third. It's way offline. Whitaker has to escape the bag, pull that one in, and it's a successful fly ball to advance the tying run down to third base. It's a good at-bat by Robbie after he got a questionable strike two call. Fouled away a good two-strike pitch and then comes up with a productive flyout. He'll go to 0-2, but does his job. And now Jeremy Vargas. Carolina with a couple of chances here to bring home the tying run. Infield playing in as a result. Here's the throw and a pitch a little below the zone. And on the appeal, they say that Vargas held up. Vargas started the scoring with a sac fly, at least for the Mudcats. Got it to a 1-1 tie game due to that sac fly in the fifth, and here he is again, maybe trying to do the exact same thing. Sac fly would tie the game. So Jeremy Vargas having a little bit of a deja vu moment at the plate, and he's ahead in the count, two balls and no strikes. Santos sets at the belt. Pitch. Just off the outside. That slider acted a little bit more than just off the outside. That one kind of missed significantly for Santos. Tried to spin a slider, it looked like, and it started outside, ended up almost going to the backstop. So he falls behind 3-0. Here's the pitch. Fastball a little elevated. That's ball four, and a four-pitch walk given up by Santos. And again, he's under pressure for a third straight inning. See if this results in a mound meeting with John Kovalik, Fayetteville pitching coach. Eyes on him near the stairwell of the Fayetteville dugout. He's standing put right now. Miguel Palma communicating with the infielders on how they want to go about this first and third. You do have to wonder whether Vargas will break for second, try and bait a throw down with that tying run at third base. Here's the pitch. It is a fastball strike on the low inside half of the plate. Jesus Chirinos gave the Mudcats the lead in the fifth. It was these 7-8 hitters that has given Carolina two of their three runs, late swinging at a fastball, and Santos with a nice bounce back after the four-pitch walk to Vargas gets ahead 0-2. The long look in, stare, set, and 0-2 pitch. Low and away. Count is 1-2. Charleston has gone in front. Two-run top of the seventh inning, and they lead the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 5-3. Santos the peak towards first. Runner on the move to second, and here's a bouncing ball that gets through the right side. A successful hit and run. The run scores. Vargas makes it into third, and Jesus Chirinos has tied up the game on his second RBI single of the day. It is 4-4 in the bottom of the seventh. Both of these sides are trading blows. Really well pitched in the early going, and now it's been the Mudcats responding all day. And they had a response in the fifth, inched a run closer in the sixth. And now here in the seventh have tied the game. The Mudcats have scored in three straight innings against Alex Santos. And a ball is bounced foul along first by Gene Carmona, the nine hitter. He's trying to end an unproductive night, 0-for-2, and he's gone down looking both times, once against Forrest Whitley and once against Alex Santos. Here's the pitch, 0-1. It is a changeup down to the dirt. One ball and one strike. That was just a perfectly placed ground ball by Chirinos. With Vargas on the move, you had Loperfido moving towards the middle to cover the second base bag, and Chirinos just grounded it opposite way, like you tried to do. Here's a liner hit towards second. Speared on one hop by Loperfido, and his throw sails wide of second and gets into the left field bullpen. They'll stop Chirinos at third. Carmona trails to second. Meanwhile, Vargas has scored, and the Mudcats have their second lead of the game. It's 5-4.
Call them today for your mosquito and tick problems, because life is better outside.
And Loperfido left shaking his head over at second base. He made a great play pulling in that ball on one hop. Really short hopped him, and he was able to grab it and had a chance to end the inning, but the throw to second base, they would have needed the double play, of course, to end the inning. But that throw to second base was well wide of Molina. That was too far out of his reach. No chance he could have gotten that ball. And now we do have that meeting on the mound with John Kovalik. It'll be a fielder's choice for Gene Carmona, if you're scoring along with us. He advances to second base on an E4. Goes from a second to third on the E4 as well. It puts two in scoring position. And with another run, Carolina could jump out in front to their largest lead of the game. Still just one out. Now top of the order, Henry Mendez. And the first pitch sends him leaning back at the waist. It's 1-0. Carolina led in the bottom of the fifth, 2-1. And now they're back in front, 5-4. Whole infield playing in for the Woodpeckers. Santos and his 1-0 pitch. Misses below the zone with a breaking ball. Two balls and no strikes. The Fayetteville bullpen has activated during that meeting on the mound. Right-hander Fabricio Reyna is loosening. Santos only threw 2 1/3 total innings, but he's thrown 66 pitches. Here's his 67th, and it's a center cut fastball to bring it to 2-1 on Mendez. A walk, two singles, and an error have made up the two-run seventh for the Mudcats. Their second two-run inning tonight. And off the end of the bat, a roller foul. The man at 0-1. Forrest Whitley struck out 5 in a row to end his day between the second and the third. DeLavio K'd 1 in the fourth, but just 2 Alex Santos strikeouts since the fifth. The 0-1 coming in. And a pop fly is looped foul over the Woodpeckers' dugout. Santos getting ahead 0-2. Come the top of the eighth inning, the Woodpeckers will have the heart of their order scheduled. Loperfido, Justin Williams, and Logan Cerny. Some good hitters that provided those three runs in the sixth. Santos in his 0-2 pitch. Strikes out. Chorio swinging. It was picked by Palma off the dirt. He quickly applied the tag and a couple of big strikeouts when Santos needed them to keep this at a one-run game and leave runners stranded at second and third base. 7 are in the book tonight. The Mudcats are out to their second lead of the night. They lead the Woodpeckers 5-4 when we return.
To learn more, visit MagoSmartRobotics.com.
Connect with the Mudcats on social media. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube for all up-to-date news on the Mudcats. Follow us now because you never know what you could be missing. And now, fans, let's see your best moves. You might end up on the dance stand. Fans, we have a pitching change. Now the mound for the Mudcats, number 46, Junior Montero. Pitch change brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery.
Carolina goes to a new arm, right-hander Junior Montero taking over for Brandon Jordan in the top of the eighth inning. The Mudcats have a one-run lead, 5-4, and a pitch clock violation has been called on Montero before he even throws his first pitch. And Justin Williams will begin at a one-ball, no-strike count. The in-between inning timer expired, and Williams squares up the first one and smokes a line drive into straightaway center field. Leadoff man on, tying run on for the Woodpeckers. So Brandon Jordan, final line for him, 2 2/3. Right now he's in line for a win if the Mudcats can get these final six outs they need. 5 hits, 3 runs all earned, a walk and 3 strikeouts for Brandon Jordan. Logan Cerny is up, and he takes a knee-level strike, 0-1. Cerny didn't miss his 12th home run by much. His last time up in the sixth, hit a liner high off of that left field wall. Drove home 2 runs. Here it comes. A little bit low to Cerny. 1 ball and 1 strike. So behind Brandon Jordan, now Montero, who has a 3. He's been a very reliable reliever. Coming out of the pen for the 18th time this season. And he shorts the plate with a breaking ball. That skips beyond Kiro to the backstop. And Williams goes to second base on a very wild pitch by the newly entered Junior Montero. And you'll see a little bit of that with his game. He hasn't given up a ton of runs. 5 earned over 18 2/3. That's sub 2.5 ERA. But 19 walks to 21 strikeouts. So you're getting about a 50-50 spread with the walk to K. And there's an outside corner breaking ball. Called strike 2 on Cerny. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Opposing hitters, though, are batting just 129 against him. So the majority of base runners he's given up are on walks, not so much with hits. He has not given up a home run all year. As Cerny hits a sharp grounder out to second to make it shortstop, Garcia collects and throws to the shoulders of Chirinos. Retires Cerny. That ball was right around the second base bag territory, so Williams with no chance to move on it. One away, and Miguel Palma coming up.
Catcher Miguel Palma.
Palma has reached in each of his last, all 3 trips tonight, in fact, on a walk, a single, and a double. Swings, hits a line drive, right field corner, slicing towards the line. It is a foul ball. Home plate umpire was watching it the entire way up that line. Nobu Yasuta makes the call. The base umpire, Corey Gerber, was offset to the third base side of the mound. Home plate man had a better angle on it, and that ball was fair until just the last moments. That foul line runs right up against the fence as it approaches the foul line. And there's pretty much all fair territory, just a sliver of foul territory, and I think that's where that ball landed for Palma. Sure, two of foul territory as that chalk line runs up along the wall, and Palma found it. Tough break for the Woodpeckers catcher, who almost just tied the game 5-5. Instead, he's back into the right side in an 0-1 count. Junior Montero looking in, peeking to second base where Williams has a short lead. His pitch is a fastball off the plate to the outside against the righty, and it's 1-1. Palma singled in the fourth and doubled home. A run in the sixth. 1-1 pitch. And Palma hits it out towards short again. Brought in by Garcia. And he completes another play right to Chirinos. 6-3 again. And both of those ground balls have been pretty hard hit by Cerny and Palma. And Garcia has handled them both well. Been able to look the runner back each time. And Williams right now is stuck on second base. Woodpeckers might need something to the outfield now from Tyler Whitaker. He's 0-3 and has struck out in each of his last two trips. First pitch is downstairs. That's ball one. Game two of this series will be tomorrow again at 7 o'clock. Upper hand in the series, though, and the opener very much on the line with the Woodpeckers still with four outs to play with. Whitaker hacks through a fastball. One ball and one strike count on Witt. On deck, you have Yuri Ramirez, who struggled tonight. 0-3, three strikeouts. So this at-bat to Tyler Whitaker is an important one. Stoppage as a baseball got loose out in right field. Breaks the tension for a moment and now direct our eyes back towards the mound where Montero gets his sign and delivers. Misses low and Carroll had it skip away from him but jumps on top quickly and Williams holds it second base, scoring two in the bottom of the seventh inning to go in front 5-4. Here's the 2-1 pitch from Montero. Very high, and Kiro had to pop out of the crouch and yank it down. That ball almost sailed to the backstop. The big league affiliate of the Woodpeckers today, the Houston Astros. They're up 9-0 over one of the better teams in the National League, the New York Mets. It's been a New York trip for the Astros over the last week or so. That game's in the bottom of the sixth. The Brewers, though, the big league affiliate, they have a lead. Here's a bouncing ball into shallow right field. It's picked up by Mendez. Here comes the throw to the plate, and it sails behind the bag. Williams slides in. Throw goes to second, and Tyler Whitaker is in safely. This game is tied 5-5. RBI single by Tyler Whitaker. He'll take second on the throw down to the plate, and he delivers. New ball game. Puts an end to an 0-3 day. Whitaker did bring in a run back in the second on a fielder's choice ball. Didn't get credit for the RBI, but he does now. His 30th of the season brings home Williams. Williams scores his third run of the game as well, and we're all evened up. Yuri Ramirez is the new hitter, and he swings and misses at a changeup. A no ball, one strike count. But both the big league ball clubs of these two teams playing down on the diamond up today. Brewers are playing a good team as well, the Tampa Bay Rays. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And a swing and a miss by Ramirez. It's 0-2. Andrew McCutchen hit a two-run home run today for the crew. And Randy Arozarena, an RBI single for the Rays, their only run. Milwaukee was down 1-0, but scored all four of their runs in the top of the sixth. No ball, Taro. A check swing by Ramirez, and on the appeal, they say he held up. Kiro placed the tag on Ramirez just to be safe with a count to 1-2. Meanwhile, for the Astros today, all sorts of runs. Kyle Tucker, a three-run home run. Yuli Gurriel hit a two-run home run as well, and Yordan Alvarez, a two-run bomb. Boy, Yordan's been good this year. 1-2 pitch. And a line drive hit right to the third baseman, Vargas. He goes down to a knee and brings it in for the final out. But Tyler Whitaker comes up with the game-tying single, scores Justin Williams. And we are knotted up 5-5. Moving to the bottom of the eighth next on FanvilleWoodpeckers.com and MILB.TV.
Fans, our next Souvenir Saturday home game is July 16th. It'll be a replica Piscato's jersey giveaway to the first 1,000 fans to the game that night. Show up early, they will go fast. Fans, we have a pitch of change. Now the mound for the Woodpeckers. Number 31, Fabricio Reyna. Reyna now pitching for Fayetteville. Pitch change brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery.
Bottom of the eighth inning, we are tied up 5-5 in Zebulon. The series opener between the Woodpeckers and the Mudcats. Fabricio Reyna has taken over out of the Fayetteville bullpen and misses below the zone with a fastball for a strike, make it ball one to Jefferson Kiro. Middle, make it the heart of the order, 3-4-5 for the Mudcats in this eighth. Low and in fastball, 2-0 on Kiro. So Reyna trying to get this thing to the ninth. It has been back and forth. Woodpeckers have had two leads. Carolina has had two leads, and now they've met 5-5. Foul back into the netting, and it's a 2-1 count. Reyna has a 2-2 record and 6.87 ERA. He's pitching in his 17th game for the Woodpeckers, equals the number of times he pitched last year for Fayetteville in 2021. He's got 18 and a third total innings this year. 14 earned runs, 15 walks, 28 Ks, and that pitch got right through the mid of Palma. I think it was outside and low anyways. 3-1 on Kiro. Jefferson Kiro, an RBI single in the sixth. Carolina scored in all three innings while facing Alex Santos. Two in the fifth, one in the sixth, two in the seventh. Pitch is fouled away. Three balls and two strikes. Final line for Alex Santos today over three innings of work. He gave up five runs, all of which are earned. Two walks and three strikeouts for Alex. Here's the pitch. Payoff is low, and that's ball four. Leadoff man is on. Jefferson Kiro's going to first.
That ball brought to you by Verizon Wireless. Walk into Verizon. Find out how you can stay connected on the network or be more reliable. The 86th and
Kiro representing the go-ahead run. Hedbert Perez, a chance to end his 0 for 3. Scoots out of the way of a low and in fastball. And it's one ball and no strikes. Upper hand in the season series also on the line tonight. After these two sides split a six-game set in Fayetteville back in mid-May. 1-0 coming in. And that's towards the back foot of Perez. Fastball down and inside. Runs to two balls and no strikes. Perez doesn't have a huge average. He's at 217, but he's gotten into quite a few baseballs this year. 10 home runs, 32 driven in. Right now would be a huge time for one of those powerful swings out of Perez. 2-0, the pitch is fouled back to the very top of the screen behind home, and 2-1. Fabricio Reyna was last on the mound for the Woodpeckers on June 23rd. That was last Thursday, facing the Augusta Green Jackets, and was hit for an earned run. Here's the pitch, and a line drive hit into right. Orr gets on it quickly, fires back to the infield, but Perez goes from 0-3 to 1-4. Aquero makes it to second. Aquero, that is. And Perez is on. The seventh Mudcat hit today.
Shortstop Eduardo Garcia.
And now here is Eduardo Garcia. He's been seeing the ball well today. 2-for-3. He's doubled and singled, stolen a base, and scored both times he's reached. Chases a slider to the outside. Ball one. Make it strike one. Struck out against Forrest Whitley in the second. And that's the only time he's been figured out today. Pop fly. This will get out of play. And 2 with nobody out and runners on first and second. Carolina threatening to grab their third lead of the night. The pitch is a broken bat roller. Left side, and it gets through Molina into left field. They're sending Carroll around third. Throw is cut off left of the mound, and the Mudcats are back in front. It's 6-5 in the bottom of the eighth inning.
The Mudcats are safe at home with the Mosquito Shield.
It's a seesaw tonight on the offensive side. The Mudcats have scored in four straight innings, going back to the fifth. And Eduardo Garcia has himself a three-hit game. He drives in his first run, a big one. Perez made it to second on the play. Garcia at first. Still nobody out. First three runners have reached, and now it's Zach Robbie. First pitch to Robbie. It is low. Ball one. Robbie's been involved on the bases, walked and scored a go-ahead run in the fifth. At the time, made it a 2-1 game. And here's the 1-0 pitch. Robbie pops it up, but this will get out of play. Down the first baseline, 1-1. In the seventh, when Robbie was facing Alex Santos, he flied out to right field. He goes the opposite way. Liner, right field corner. It is a fair ball. Gets beyond Cody Orr and presses up against the fence. Perez circles third. He's coming down the line. He crosses the plate, and Zach Robbie comes up with an RBI double. The Mudcats have their biggest lead of the game. They're up 7-5.
Safe at home again with Mosquito Shield. Call them today for your mosquito and tick problems.
And the threat is still looming. Second and third, they stand. Garcia holds at third base on that Robbie double. Back-to-back RBI hits, and Fabricio Reyna in trouble. Jeremy Vargas, the seven hitter, is into the right side. First pitch incoming is up and away for ball one. No meeting on the mound, no bullpen activity for the Woodpeckers. It's Reyna's inning to try and work through right now. Meanwhile, Carolina bullpen is starting to stir. They're only going to need three outs in the ninth inning to try and seal this thing, figuring out whether they might go to a new arm or keep it with Junior Montero, who gave up a run in the eighth. Woodpeckers still out hitting the Mudcats in this game, 11-9, but the Mudcats have just been very effective when runners are in scoring position. 1-1 pitch. Down to the dirt and blocked with the chest protector by Palma. Important now that Palma is ready for anything in the dirt. A lot of foul territory behind home plate here at Five County Stadium. At Segre Stadium, of course, you have the springboard net that'll let some of those wild pitches come right back to you. But if it gets by Palma, good chance a run is scoring. 2-1, here it is. And a fly ball hit out into shallow center field. Cerny is sprinting forward on it and makes the catch. That is way too shallow to bring home a run. Cerny zips it to the plate. And Garcia will hold it third. Robbie at second. The first out of the eighth inning on a Vargas flyout. Now here is Jeremy, I think it's Jesus Chirinos, the eight hitter, infield playing in on the grass, trying to save a potential run and avoid giving Carolina a three-run advantage. There is a right-hander out there observing on the mound in the Carolina bullpen, but not throwing right now. Rain at the shoulders, kicks and delivers, and a pop-up is hit foul. And that right-hander out there in the bullpen is more or less just waiting to throw his pitches in between Reyna's pitches. See if we can get a number. That is number 11, Michele Vassalotti, warming up in the Carolina pen. It might be his ninth inning and his save opportunity, unless Carolina can really break this open here in the bottom of the eighth. Still just one out. The pitch to Chirinos is low. Like Reyna trying to go to the changeup there. Reyna was on an incredible stretch of scoreless baseball that has been interrupted in a big way here in the latter stages of June. He didn't give up a run across seven appearances in May. Totaled eight innings of scoreless baseball. A walk just one hitter in the month as a deep liner is hit out into right. Orr backing up on it, gets to the warning track, reaches up before the fence and makes the grab. Fires onto the infield, but this will bring home another run. Garcia scores from third. Sack fly by Chirinos. It's now 8-5. And Zach Robbie gets the third on the flyout.
With mosquito shooter. Call them for your mosquito tickler.
And that just continues the story of productive hitting today for the Mudcats. Situational hitting, really. Vargas with the sack fly. Chirinos the sack fly. Those are good at-bats put together by your 7 and 8 hitters. And now it's Gene Carmona, the 9 hitter, who's struck out twice and reached on a fielder's choice 0 for 3. Two outs, the 0-1. High and outside. But Reyna had his scoreless inning streak snapped at 12 and two-thirds innings. That was when he gave up an earned run last Thursday against the Green Jackets. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He gave up three total runs like he has today. Only difference was just one was earned last week, all three earned tonight. And Reyna's ERA has gone up to north of 8 again as a result, 8.05. Here he comes and skips one to the plate, knocked down by Palma. A one ball and two strike count. Five runs on 11 hits for the Woodpeckers, eight runs on 9 hits for Carolina. And one of the stories has been their productivity with runners on second and third. They're 5-for-10 as a team. 500 when runners have been in scoring chances. Two ball, two strike pitch incoming. It is down and inside. Fills it up on Carmona. Top of the lineup, and Henry Mendez is on deck. But ironically, the Carolina leadoff hitter, Mendez, the only guy who has not reached today. 0-for-4, hasn't been on base. 3-2. Foul tip, and Palma squeezes it behind the plate to complete the strikeout. Well, a tough inning for Fabricio Reyna. The Mudcats leave a man on third but score three runs on three total hits and a sacrifice fly. They have their largest lead of the game going into the top of the ninth, 8-5. Vassalotti going to the mound trying to lock down the save and the series opener when we return.
Fans, this homestand continues tomorrow with Winning Wednesday. If the Mudcats win on Wednesday, you can turn in your ticket for a free equal value ticket to the following Wednesday home game. Thursday is Piscata State Carolina, and Thirsty Thursday, Corona Beer will be on special for just $3. Also get the Piscata Site Special, a Nacho Supreme and a Corona Beer for just $12. Friday will be Friday Night Fireworks and the first night of Mudcats for America Fireworks Series. Presented by Triumph Family Dentistry and CBS 17 News. We'll be wearing our blackout jerseys on the field. The black jerseys will be worn by the Mudcats every Friday home game. For more information, or to purchase tickets to a future game, call 919-269-2287 or visit us at CarolinaMudcats.com.
Michele Vassalotti climbs to the mound and begins the top of the ninth inning. He now has a three-run lead, a three-run bottom of the eighth for Carolina to go in front 8-5, their largest lead of the game. Vassalotti landed a strike in the zone to Jackson Hallmark, the nine-hitter, leading things off for the Woodpeckers. Here's the pitch, and a fastball misses just a little bit outside. 1-1. Junior Montero pitched the eighth. Just one inning of work for him today in his stopper role. He gives up the one run on two hits in the eighth. Hallmark takes a swing, fouls it straight back and out of play. 1-2. Vassalotti eyes in, comes to the chest, delivers, and Hallmark fouls it away again and keeps the battle going in a two-strike count. The Woodpeckers have seen plenty of Michele Vassalotti, not only this season, but also going back to last year when he was with the Carolina Mudcats. Has a 7-1 record this year and a 2.37 ERA. Strikes out Jackson Hallmark swinging on a high heater. And the Woodpeckers are down to their final two outs. They'll go to the top of the order with Cody Orr. That's the 38th K of the year for Vassalotti. He's only walked six across 30 and two-thirds. This is his 22nd game out of the Carolina bullpen. It's equal to the amount of appearances he had last year with the Mudcats. Last year, about half of those appearances were starts, though. This year, he's exclusively a reliever, and he's that dependable back end of the bullpen guy. He has three saves and four opportunities. Tonight, his fifth chance at a save. And a first-pitch breaking ball clips the lower outside corner. It's called strike one on Cody Orr. He has multiple hits today, 2-for-4, singles in the fifth and then the seventh. And he's also stolen a base. Here's the 0-1. Inside, 1-1. Vassalotti last pitched against the Woodpeckers twice during that May series at Segra Stadium. 1-1. And Orr was a little early, swinging at a breaking ball, and it's 1-2. And Vassalotti in Fayetteville totaled four innings across two appearances, giving up just one unearned run and one total hit. He really had the number of this Fayetteville offense. Didn't walk anybody, struck out six. Cody Orr takes a rip, the 1-2, and pops it out of play. A foul ball to keep the count where it is. Base is empty, one out, and Carolina up 8-5. A set at the chest and the 1-2 again. Orr nearly got hit, has to spin out of the way of a fastball. And the catcher, Kiro, has a couple of words for Vassalotti as he steps out in front of the plate and tosses him back the baseball. It is a still night in Zebulon. High 70s. Pretty cool tonight compared to some of the hot weather we've had the last couple of weeks across Carolina. Those flags in dead center field aren't moving an inch. Here's the 2-2. And Orr reaches out, foul tipped, but Kiro backhands it, makes a great snare, and that's strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Michele Vassalotti, untouchable right now out of the bullpen. And here's Leo Stani at Molina. First pitch his way. He swings at a changeup. Woodpeckers hitters are really early on that Vassalotti change. And he gets ahead, no balls and one strike. Vassalotti, the 21-year-old, originally from Venezuela. He comes home and misses down and outside with a slider. One ball and one strike. Here's the pitch. And it is called a strike on the outside corner. And now the Woodpeckers are down to their final strike tonight. Molina went down looking his last time. Going to have to be aggressive here. Here is the 1-2 on the way. And a foul off of the gear of Kiro. And that'll keep the at-bat going. Still 1-2. These two sides have played a lot of one-run games, as we mentioned already this year. A couple of extra-inning games in Fayetteville. Back in May, the Carolina. One ball, about a run, separating the sides until the three-run eighth inning. And now Carolina firmly in front. 1-2. Very far outside. A slider got crazy on Vasilotti. And it evens it at 2 balls and 2 strikes. But you got to hope that some of the big crowds coming in this weekend. Should be some sellouts, 4th of July weekend. Two sides can continue to play competitive baseball and put on a show throughout the week. 2-2 to Molina. And it is strike three called on the low outside corner. This game is over, and Michele Vasilotti locks up his 4th save of the year, striking out the Fayetteville side in order and ending this ball game. The Mudcats have to overcome 2 separate deficits. And a 3-run eighth inning was the nail in the coffin tonight. The Mudcats take the opener and grab their 35th win of the season to get back to 535-35 over their first 70 games. Fun one to call tonight. It had good pitching. It had rallies. It had offense. We'll talk about it all next on the postgame wrap-up right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network and MILB.TV. The Mudcats win 8-5.
At home all week long to make your plans. To join us here at Five County Stadium all week, including this weekend when our Mudcats for America series cranks up. Next game is tomorrow night, where it's another winning Wednesday. Game time 7 o'clock, gates open at 6. And still to come here tonight, Kids Run the Bases, brought to you by Johnson Healthcare. Kids come out of the first base gate. Parents can pick up the third base gate.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Five County Stadium. This is the Woodpeckers postgame show, the Mudcats postgame show as well. Andrew Chapman, welcome you back inside the broadcast booth once more. On FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and MILB.TV. Thanks for being with us tonight. It was a fun back-and-forth game until the Mudcats finally had the one big blow they were looking for in the bottom of the eighth inning on the offensive end, a 3-run inning to go in front 8-5, and they go on to win as Michele Vasilotti locks up the save, his 4th of the year. And the Mudcats get back to the 500 mark, and their skid lost six games last week, but start at home with an opening series win. Their first of the second half to go to 1-3 overall in the second half, and 35-35 on the season. The Woodpeckers fall for their third straight game, going back to last weekend against Augusta, 32-37, their new overall record, and they are 1-3 to begin the second half of the season. This is really the first five innings. Forrest Whitley, in his second rehab start of the season for Fayetteville, was dominant. Five straight strikeouts to close his day over three perfect innings. Didn't issue a hit or a run or a walk, didn't have any errors behind him, and he was delightful to watch today as he tries to work his way back up towards the AAA level and then eventually the big league level. We got to see some of why he was such a lofty prospect when he was back in 2017 and 2018. He also had the effort of Carlos Rodriguez on the side for the Carolina Mudcats, which was very solid. He gave up just one run in the second inning on a bases-loaded fielder's choice from Tyler Whitaker. Carolina attempted to turn a triple play on that play. They got two outs, but Williams was still able to score from third, Justin Williams, to give the Woodpeckers a 1-0 lead. Carlos Rodriguez pitched into the fifth, going 4 1/3, striking out seven, allowing just the one earned run and walking three. And the Woodpeckers didn't get another run until the sixth. But Carolina actually went in front before Fayetteville got more runs. In the fifth inning, after Jacob DeLabio pitched a scoreless fourth, the Mudcats were able to put an end to 13 in a row retired to start the game. Eduardo Garcia doubled. Zach Robbie reached on a walk, and then Garcia got to third base on a wild pitch. Then a sac fly from Jeremy Vargas and an RBI single from Jesus Chirinos turned it to a 2-1 game and gave the Mudcats the lead. But the Woodpeckers had an instant response in the sixth. They came up with three straight doubles from Justin Williams, Logan Cerny, and Miguel Palma that drove home three runs. Cerny's was of the two-run variety, and then Palma an RBI double. And Fayetteville took a 4-2 lead into the bottom of the sixth inning. But Carolina scored again. RBI single from Jefferson Quiro off of Alex Santos to get it to a one-run game. And then they took the lead in the seventh with two more runs against Santos, an RBI single from Jesus Chirinos, and also a throwing error brought home a run. And the Mudcats at that stage led 5-4. Now Fayetteville tied the game in the eighth with an RBI single from Tyler Whitaker, 5-5. And then the Mudcats scoring for a fourth straight inning. They closed the night tonight on the offensive end, scoring in each of their last save for the eighth against Fabricio Reyna. RBI single from Eduardo Garcia scored Jefferson Quiro after he walked to lead off the inning. RBI double by Zach Robbie into the right field corner, and a sac fly from Jesus Chirinos put the Mudcats up indefinitely 8-5. And Michele Vassalotti dominant out of the bullpen, striking out three straight Fayetteville hitters in the top of the ninth to lock up the 8-5 win. The Woodpeckers do out-hit the Mudcats tonight, 11 hits to the Carolina 9. They did commit one error on the fielding side, Joey Loperfido a throwing error at second, and the Mudcats played perfect defense today. Again, the save goes to Vassalotti. The win goes to Junior Montero, who pitched one inning the eighth and gave up the one run, but had his team go in front by three in the bottom of the eighth inning. With the winning decision, he goes to 4-0. Fabricio Reyna, who allowed those three runs in the eighth, he falls to 2-3. Our final time of game today at Five County Stadium, 2 hours and 38 minutes in front of a Tuesday night crowd of 1,092 in attendance. Tomorrow's game is at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, right back here at Five County Stadium. And we also have the pitching matchup for you as well for the Woodpeckers tomorrow. It'll be right-hander Brian Salgado. And for the Mudcats, it will be right-hander Alexander Corniel. So a lot to look forward to there as Fayetteville tries to even the series and the Mudcats try and go in front 2-0. A big thanks to all of the Woodpeckers fans and Mudcats fans that tuned us in tonight on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and also MILB.TV. A thanks to Greg Young for handing me the reins as well of his broadcast. We hope to have Greg back as soon as possible this week, but stay tuned for any updates on that front. But until then, we got you covered right here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and MILB.TV as well throughout the rest of the week. And come on out to Five County Stadium this week as well and enjoy some big crowds and some 4th of July fireworks and some fun baseball as well. Final line scores for one final time. Carolina, 8 runs on 9 hits and no errors. The Woodpeckers, 5 runs on 11 hits and 1 error. That'll do it for us tonight at Five County Stadium. I'm Andrew Chebulon, North Carolina, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on the air. This has been Woodpeckers and Mudcats Baseball, live on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and MILB.TV. Have a wonderful rest of your night, everybody. Goodbye.
been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.